We want to keep it within the framework that we have in the Senate Finance Committee, because after all, we have to pay for it within health care as well.
Now, CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss says for top congressional Democrats, there is still a steep mountain to climb.
The task of Senate Leader Harry Reid now is to combine the Finance Committee bill with the more liberal one passed earlier by the Health Committee and try to get 60 votes. It won't be easy. Liberals will press hard for a Medicare-like government option anyone can buy into. That would hurt with moderates like Blanche Lincoln.
My support today does not ensure my support for a final product that strays far from the good work from the leadership of Chairman Baucus and the committee and what we've done here.
And passing a Senate bill is still only partway there. Then will come negotiations with the House on whatever bill it passes.
I'm Heather Bosch in Seattle at this independent coffee shop.
It's something that I think about daily.
Owner Danny Cohn says she can't afford health insurance for her workers. Music store owner Jason Hughes says he took drastic steps to keep coverage.
So I had to sit all our employees down and say, look, the only way we can do this is if you all take a pay cut.
Restaurant owner Debbie Agustavo says her premiums have increased 33% in 3 years.
You know, it's not sustainable.
She says it's threatening to put her out of business.
But what happens when a member of Congress gets sick? Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan. Any trouble with lawmakers' health care coverage, Steve?
Not feeling just fine, Nick.
This is my Blue Cross Blue Shield card.
That's one of five plans offered to members of Congress, like South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. And there's no need to leave the Capitol to see a doctor. There's an attending physician's office.
We're able to access that health care 24 hours a day.
It costs just $42 a month. Includes everything. X-rays, tests, minor surgery, tax dollars pay for it. And Graham knows it sounds unfair.
If we pass a law that says a public option will be made available, I think people like myself should get out of this plan and go into the public option.
But Congress has voted down proposals to switch them to a public option. Nick?
Delaware Cubs scout Zachary Christie's getting another chance. School officials have backed off their zero-tolerance policy. To allow him to return to class. The Delaware 6-year-old was banished for bringing a camping tool that included a spoon, fork, and knife to school. Mom Debbie is happy.
I think they have a lot of work to do. I'm thrilled that Zachary will be able to go back to school.
Zach says he never meant any harm. He just wanted to use his new tool at lunch.
It's just a cool camping utensil.
Evacuation orders have been issued for sections of Southern California that could be hit with deadly mudslides caused by torrential rains.
It was a wet night here in Southern California, and a nervous night for thousands who live in the foothills burned by wildfires in August. The charred hillsides are bare, and with enough rain, they could give way. Residents are crossing their fingers.
We're worried about erosion and the hill coming down and then the mudslide.
So far, there are no reports of any major damage.
Right now, we're just kind of hoping for the best and that it's going to be a little overrated.
The rain will continue much of today. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Time on the roundup is 4 past the hour.
Hi, this is Nancy Cartwright, the voice of Bart Simpson, and I want to tell you about one of the coolest places to hang out wherever you live, your library. Your library has more to offer than you.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. In the past week, three people in Colorado have died from the H1N1 flu. Two of the deaths were in Pueblo County with victims who had other health problems. The third death was a Denver man with no underlying health issues. More schools in Colorado are dealing with the flu by shutting down or canceling classes. Pueblo School District 70 has closed two schools. A third reopened yesterday after being closed for 3 days. Schools in Fairplay and La Jada are also closed for the rest of the week because so many kids are now sick with the flu. Fort Carson is holding a memorial service for six soldiers killed in Afghanistan. Fort Carson officials say 24 soldiers from the post have been killed in Afghanistan. Be careful when you cash in that winning lottery ticket. Prosecutors in Denver have charged a man with robbing a woman who had just redeemed her $200 winning ticket. They say the 75-year-old woman was walking to her car after cashing the ticket in when a man grabbed her purse. That man, they say, was behind her in line at the cashier and saw her getting the cash. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche beat the Toronto Maple Leafs last night 4-1. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Crews have cleaned up an early morning accident westbound 76 right around 270. Other than that, it's been a typical start to this morning's commute. Southbounders on I-25 getting a little bit busy right around 84th. We're also seeing a few more cars on 225 making that Parker curve. Now you will run into some foggy conditions making your way around the metro as things get up and running. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be warmer today than yesterday with a high of around 63, currently 35 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Sick happens. NextCare Urgent Care is the only urgent care in Colorado with conclusive H1N1 testing. NextCare is offering $25 flu shots. Ensure that you and your family are protected this flu season. All major insurance accepted. Walk-ins welcome. Call 1-800-NEXTCARE or visit NextCare.com for information.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I know that sludge for brains like Bill Press, you are a Nazi and a Stalinist.
We have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When you're responsible for reading the news to a city of millions, you need a gentle touch.
As for your greasy mouth self, that might help if you stopped eating all them fries you eat, making you look 6 months pregnant.
One of the top most listened to radio shows.
That voice of yours could be an attraction at a circus.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
And the Senate Finance Committee becomes the fifth committee of Congress to approve universal health care legislation. A big step forward, a lousy bill, but a big step forward. Hello, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to this Wednesday edition of the Bill Press Show, October 14. We are coming to you live, coast to coast, out of our little radio factory on Capitol Hill, right here in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, where we're just down the street from the United States Capitol building. There at the Senate office building yesterday, the Senate Finance Committee voting 14-9 to approve the Senate's version of health care reform. Now it's up to Harry Reid to take the two bills, the Senate Help Bill, Help Committee Bill, and the Senate Finance Committee Bill, meld them together, best parts of each, and decide what goes to the Senate floor. Nancy Pelosi doing the same thing over in the House. And yesterday, the White House said they hope to sign a bill before the Thanksgiving recess, definitely by the end of the year. At the White House this morning, President Obama will sit down with his best and brightest, the fifth meeting he will hold, to a three-hour meeting to really go through all the options on Afghanistan and try to get the right strategy there, AFPAC, as they're calling it. On Afghanistan, Pakistan, before deciding whether or not to send any more troops there. Whether it's happening down the street at the Capitol building or a little farther down Pennsylvania Avenue at the White House, we've got it covered, and we bring the latest news to you and get your comments at 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-7737, speaking of the White House, on our White House report page today at BillPressShow.com. Photos of the Prime Minister of Spain leaving the White House yesterday and going back across the street to Blair House after his lunch with President Obama. You'll see his limo there, the Marine Guard standing by with the doors open, ready to for the party to emerge from the White House. And then the Prime Minister, pretty good shot. I was impressed myself with my photograph.
It was an excellent shot, though,
of the Prime Minister.
Photographer Bill.
Yeah, held the camera straight enough that you can actually see him, steady enough. And they're up on the webpage under White House Report. Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning, hey, guys.
Hi there.
Bill.
Team Press.
We're here.
Yes, sir.
In place. And yesterday, big day out in Ohio, at least started out to be a big day, turned out not to be such a big day. Woman pulls up in front of a department store in a limo, walks inside and announces, "Hey, everybody, I just won the lottery, and I want to do something for you. Buy whatever you want, and I'll pay for it." And so there was this helter-skelter, right? They're all buying stuff. And then she realized, she says, "Oh, you know what? I didn't bring enough cash with me. Let me run home and get some more cash." What a scam. And here's one lady who got caught right in the middle of it.
I said, "Are you sure? Because I can't pay you for this." She said, "Honey, I got $1.5 million, and I've been used all my life, mostly by my family members. and this is just my turn to give back.
There it is. This, honey, I've been used all my life. This is my turn. This is my turn to give back. So I guess everybody just had to take all their purchases or would-be purchases and take them back and put them back on the shelf, maybe?
Yeah.
Or how'd that work out?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be sorting that out.
All right, here's what I want to know. So let's say you're in Walmart and somebody comes to the front door and says, hey, I just won the lottery. Everything in here is free. Buy whatever you want, and I'm going to pay for it all. Would you believe it for a second?
Hell no. Hell no.
No, I wouldn't either. Can't believe those people who did. All right, a little bit later in the show, we're going to be talking, in this hour, we're going to be talking to Dan Choi, from the New York National Guard, a West Point graduate, now head of an organization called Nights Out, trying to end Don't Ask, Don't Tell. But the big news of the day is the Senate Finance Committee voting yesterday 14-9 to approve its version of health care reform. What's next? We check in with a good friend, the senior senator from Minnesota, Honorable Amy Klobuchar. Senator, good morning.
Well, hello, Bill. It's just great to be on again.
Good to have you with us. Thank you. Hey, I want to get to health care in just a second, but your governor has formed this exploratory, this big pack, and he's hired a lot of staffers, former McCain staffers, but he insists in no way is he thinking about running for president in 2012. Should we believe him?
Well, that's what he keeps saying. You know, I just have to take him at his word, but it is true. He's having a huge pack dinner with a lot of the former McCain staffers, and he is, it appears to be mounting a national effort. I think that would be a fair way to say it. So,
yeah, I mean,
but it's, you know, it is what it is, and I'm really focused on getting things done here with our president, President Obama, and getting the health care bill done. But it is true that he has launched, Governor Pawlenty appears to be running for president, but that is going to be his decision to make.
Yeah, and after being toyed around with vice president last time, I don't think it's any secret that he's got his eye on the way. I don't know why people aren't just honest and say, yeah, I'm thinking I might run and I'm exploring it, you know.
No, that was a wild story, though. I mean, the night before, even the Obama people thought it was going to be Pawlenty.
Is that right?
I still remember I was in Denver for the big speech.
Yeah, yeah.
The field, and I had to go right back to Minnesota because, of course, we were hosting the Republican convention.
Yes.
And I got in and I landed on the ground and it was Sarah Palin. And I still remember I was, like, the only spokesperson there. Deal with this. I kept saying, you know, you don't really know much about her. And my favorite line I said, because no one knew much what to say at the beginning, I said, I think she's going to have to do a lot of interviews. Figure out. Because that's the first day. Turned out to be true.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, now, Senator, with the Finance Committee vote yesterday, tell our listener what happens next in the Senate on health care reform.
Well, as you know, Bill, there are two bills in the Senate, two major bills. The first is the Health Committee bill, which was Senator Kennedy, Chris Dodd's work. And that, as you know, has, while it doesn't have the finance piece of it because that's not their jurisdiction, it has a lot of good things in there about prevention. It has Senator Kennedy's CLAP Act, which is, I think, really important. It hasn't gotten a lot of attention, but it allows people to use pre-tax dollars to buy long-term care insurance, which is another big issue that's on the horizon here.
Yes.
Also, the finance bill, of course, is much more focused on the funding of this and has some other policy things, as we've heard debated as well. But the key is going to be to combine those bills and still keep the support necessary to get it through the Senate. Then we have the House bill, which has gone through their committees. And so then the House bill would be voted on in the House, and then through a conference committee with members of the Senate and House would work out the details on the combined bill from the Senate and the House.
Now,
but the first step here from our side, from the Senate side, is to combine the two bills.
Right. I just want to say, let's come back and focus on the Senate for just a second. So as I understand it, the decision about what goes to the floor, combining elements of the Senate Health Committee bill and the Senate Finance Committee bill, that is strictly Harry Reid's decision. Is that correct?
Well, remember, if Harry Reid made a decision that wasn't consistent with what the people who want to see the bill passed, if he goes off on his own, that probably wouldn't work. So you can say it's his decision, but it is really a group decision. And so different members have different things. You know, the health bill contains a public option. the bill out of the Finance Committee contains the co-op proposal. So the hope would be that there would be some melding of those proposals so we'd have something that small business and self-employed can buy into.
But
issue of the mandate and the penalties and how far that stretches will be a major issue. Medical device tax, something important to Minnesota, California, number of states. There's some general agreement among many senators that will have to be knocked down some. So there is a number of issues that will be combined to make a bill.
But in the end, somebody's going to have to decide, all right, this is going to go on. I hear you, Senator Baucus. I hear you, Senator Dodd. This is what's going to be, and that's
right.
That's the leader, right?
But as you know, a few senators, one or two, can really put a wrench in the proceedings. So
yes.
While that is true, the leadership will work out the details. They're going to have to get people who are interested in insisting on certain things being in there together to work it out. So what you would imagine, which happens all the time with bills, yes, Harry Reid will be right there in the middle of it, but you'll have different forces. The Senate and the help people, the Dodd and Baucus and maybe two other members in there debating how can we get, they'll have separate debates and they'll come to Reid and say, we've worked something out here. So there'll be a lot of negotiations outside of the leader's office.
And what are the chances are, let's focus on the public plan option. What do you think the chances are that what goes to the floor will have a public plan option instead of a co-op in it? 60-40? 70-30?
50-50? Well, I think, first of all, what you could see something going to the floor, and then you could see an initial bill, and then you could see an amendment.
Of course.
So it's not quite
right.
Fair to say what's going to initially go to the floor.
Okay.
But I think that there is this goal that everyone agrees on, which is more competition to bring those rates down, right?
Yes.
And so I'd always believed you could use a federal employee health care plan and let people buy into that.
Absolutely.
There's 8 million people in it. That option isn't exactly on the table right now, but that's one idea of a public option. There's the one out of the Schumer bill, which allows
right.
for negotiation of rates. There's the Rockefeller one, which is tied to Medicare, and some of us are concerned a little bit about the Medicare rates because we need to reform those before we tie them into a public option. Those different proposals will be out there. You already saw that the Schumer provision had more support on the Finance Committee, which was a public option that allowed for negotiation. So they figure out which of these public options has the most support and go forward with that as an amendment. And I think that's what you'll be seeing. And what bill, I'm not the pundit here. I can't predict what will happen. But I can tell you, Bill, that there is support for something that allows small business, self-employed, people that can't leverage their numbers like big corporations, to buy into something to create this kind of competition. And certainly there's support for something like that in the public. And of course, the devil's in the details, but you already hear, you know, at one point, Senator Snowe talked about a trigger. There's been talk about doing it state by state.
Mm-hmm.
There's been talk about combining it with the co-op option. So the key is to get something that works and to make this more affordable. That's the big issue in Minnesota. I always remind my people, 6, 12, 24, three numbers. 10 years ago, $6,000 a year for premiums. Now average family pays $12,000. If we do nothing, put our heads in the sand, 10 years from now they're going to pay $24,000. That's the average. A lot of people will be paying a lot more. And
boy.
So that's why we have such an impetus to try to get something done that makes sense to bring those costs down, to make it more affordable, and so Medicare can continue to be the safeguard for our seniors. It's going to go in the red by 2017 if we don't do anything. And I find the most cynical part of this debate has been just all those claims about death panels
yeah.
and rationing, when in fact Minnesota, Wisconsin, some of these states have done such a good job of having an integrated care system with a primary doctor,
mm-hmm.
talks to a patient, says, look, here are your three treatment options. You know, we can treat you with medication, you can have this surgery, or you can have a less invasive surgery, and kind of gives them the three choices, their chances of success, and it's counseling them on what's best for them so they and their family can make a decision. And that's, it brings costs down, and mostly it increases quality and makes the patient happier. And those are the kinds of things we're talking about when we talk about cost, bringing costs down in Medicare. And what is so counterintuitive is the states that have the highest quality of the lowest cost.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what we want to bring out as incentives in Medicare. And so that is my number one focus, because some of the states that have been able to show that they can do it, we have an interest for our state in continuing, but mostly we have an interest for the country. So when people start talking about rationing and death panels, we'll say, okay, well, you want to come to Mayo Clinic and have this kind of care because this is what works in many states, including ones with smaller clinics, when they really put the patient in the driver's seat, let the patient make decisions, you get better results.
Let me tell you, Senator, I think that 6-12-24 is about the most powerful argument I've ever heard for reform, and I hope everybody...
That's great. That's a good way for me to end.
Seriously, I hope everybody picks up your argument and uses it. That's very, very convincing. I know
you hear a lot of numbers thrown around. I said, really, there's really only three numbers
that's
you need to
perfect.
Know. 6-12 and 24.
Hey, I know you got to run. Thanks so much for being with us, and we're counting
Thank
on you,
Bill.
To carry the good fight all the way to the floor.
I will do that. Thank
Senator
you.
Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota. So what do you think? Now we go. It's it really is. Harry Reid's going to have them all in the room with him, and then he's going to have to make the decision, as we said in the last hour. You know, the pressure, and I wanted to get to Amy Klobuchar on this, but she had to run and didn't have a chance to. The pressure is going to be to have a bipartisan bill. I think that's the wrong approach. I think the pressure ought to be have the best possible bill, whether Republicans want to come along or not. Who needs them and who cares? Even Olympia Snow. Who cares about Olympia Snow? Let's do the right thing and use the power that we've been given, that the Democrats were given by us. 866-55-PRESS.
I still believe we can do great things, and that here and now we will meet history's test.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
Because that's who we are. That is our calling. That is our character.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-514-5532. That's 1-800-514-5532. 1-800-514-5532.
Truckers, we know you can't afford to waste time at a weigh station. That's why you need PrePass. With PrePass, highway sensors check your weight and certifications as you drive highway speed. If everything checks, a green light on your dash lets you know you keep on driving. Try it for free. We guarantee you're going to want PrePass along on every haul. Go to PrePass.com and enter the promo code FREE or call 888-423-PASS. That's 888-423-PASS. 888-423-7277.
Painting, a fast, affordable way to make a big difference in your home. At Ace, we make it easier. With expert advice, practical tips, and techniques, we carry a wide selection of high-quality paint, all the tools and supplies, everything you'll need to get the job done right. At Ace, we keep painting simple so you can enjoy the satisfaction of making a big difference for a small price. Stop by today. Ace, the helpful place.
We're looking at some pretty dense fog conditions as things do get up and running. We're getting word of a car fire. This is southbound I-25 south of the Burford exit. Now, as you're making your way Denver bound from the Fort Collins and Loveland area, you're going to find some slowdown stretching back almost 3/4 of a mile now. Everybody has to turn their heads, check it out, see the activity, the flashing lights that's going on onto the shoulder. We're also getting word of some slowing westbound 76 coming up on 270. I'm Todd Parker, AM 76.
If you're losing your hair, it's probably thinning, drying out, or breaking off. There's an incredible new product you need to know about. It's called Ovation Cell Therapy. Men and women across the country are raving about it.
I can't believe it. No prescriptions, no transplants, just a simple cream rinse application. It really works. My hair is stronger and thicker in just days.
My hairstylist suggested Ovation Cell Therapy to help restore my brittle and damaged hair. Wow. I can't believe how shiny and long my hair is now. Ovation Cell Therapy really works, growing hair at up to 50% faster than the normal rate. Just go to ovationhair.com to learn more about the money-back guarantee. It costs less than prescription meds and can restore any type of hair. Ovation Cell Therapy is safe and effective even for chemotherapy hair regeneration. Go to ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. Grow your hair longer, stronger, and faster. That's ovationhair.com. And don't forget to enter AM760 for your special discount.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them, and they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
That's the wrong priority. The priority should be get the strongest possible bill with a strong public plan option. And if it means losing Olympia Snow, too bad. Ken, calling from Jacksonville, Florida on WJSJ. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Bill. How are you this morning?
Good. Thank you. What's your point?
Let me just throw this in right quick. Andy Johnson, I think he's been responsible for the programming here in Jacksonville. He asked the listeners yesterday if we enjoyed the Bill Press Show. I want to let him know that we love you here. We want to keep you on the air, okay?
All right. Good for you, Andy. And Ken. But
Ken.
Well, I'll send the word out to Andy, too. We love being in Jacksonville. We're looking forward to a big field trip to Jacksonville. And we are proud to be part of the team at 105.3. So there we go.
All right, thank you. All right, my comment about the public option. We need a very strong bill with the public option. If we do not have a bill with the public option, everything is all in vain.
You got it.
In other words, yeah, right. What's going to happen is they're going to give us a watered-down version of a co-op or something like that, which will really play into the insurance company's hands.
Yes.
Because the taxpayers are going to have to support that, because vouchers are going to be issued to people that cannot afford it, and that's not going to bring down the insurance cost. I believe that the insurance cost will increase more because they're going to be like a kid in a candy store. They're already screwing us through the supplemental insurance program Medicare and Medicaid.
Again, I'm going to jump in. And unless we have the public plan option, they'll continue to screw us. And so it's more important to get the public plan option than it is to get any Republican votes. Throw Olympia Snow out the window if necessary.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Truckers, we know you can't afford to waste time at a weigh station. That's why you need PrePass. With PrePass, highway sensors check your weight and certifications as you drive highway speed. If everything checks, a green light on your dash lets you know you keep on driving. Try it for free. We guarantee you're going to want PrePass along on every haul. Go to PrePass.com and enter the promo code FREE or call 888-452-PASS. That's 888-452-PASS. 888-452-7277.
Things are starting to slow down for southbounders on I-25 as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland, pretty much 104th to 84th. They will break loose for a little while, then you'll have to tap your brakes again once you hit 38th as you're making your way down towards Spear. We've got a semi on fire. This is outside the metro area. It's on the southbound lanes of I-25. This is south of the Burford exit. Now, it sounds like things are starting to back up there. Quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of 63, currently foggy and 36. Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's one of Goodyear's biggest sales of the year, and now through October 31st, you can get up to $50 by mail-in rebate when you buy a set of four select Goodyear tires. For details and to find a participating retailer, go to GoodyearDealers.com/Denver or call 1-877-GOODYEAR.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-535-7676 for your free CD. Call 1-800-535-7676. 1-800-535-7676.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 888-600-MIDAS. 888-600-MIDAS. That's 888-600-MIDAS. Again, that's 888-600-MIDAS.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere.
For information, go to cityofhope.org/deliverhope.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Is the Bill Press Show.
On a Wednesday, October 14, the Bill Press Show coming to you live, coast to coast, all the way from Seattle, Washington to Jacksonville, Florida, and all kinds of good points in between. 33 minutes after the hour, the president has got a lot on his plate, as we know. And certain items are right on the front burner, certainly Afghanistan, certainly health care reform, certainly continuing the economy. For a while, there's a Supreme Court appointment. One thing that's definitely been on the back burner, and that is getting rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. The president repeating his pledge that he wants to end it at the Human Rights Campaign Fund dinner Saturday night. But still haven't seen a lot of action on that front. What's going on? We turn to good friend, and has been on the show before talking about this issue, a graduate of West Point, a lieutenant in the New York National Guard who's been recommended for discharge because he is an openly gay man and has said so on television. He's appealed personally to President Obama not to let that happen. Lieutenant Dan Choi. Hey, Dan, good to talk to you again.
Great morning here, Bill.
Thank you.
Wonderful being with you.
Well, thank you. You know, so we talked about this before, and you and I, and I see Carrie Ellivelle, by the way, with the Advocate at the White House almost every day, and we keep pushing, but nothing has happened. Why not?
Well, just like you said, there are some people who say, look, we got all these priorities that we want to tackle before we have equality in our country, because all of those things are so much more important than the most discriminated class in our society attaining full citizenship, essentially, and stepping up to full responsibilities of citizenship. And I think that's tragic, because when you have so many things that are going on in our country, all of that affects all of us. And Don't Ask, Don't Tell, particularly, the repeal of it would be something that would be a step in the right direction that would help to alleviate some of the other problems, particularly when you talk about Afghanistan. You've kicked out now 13,000 soldiers from their units. And when you talk about the real effects of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, you have to consider that that's 13,000 units now that have less capabilities. And so when we're talking about all these other priorities, what troubles me is that we don't consider how doing something very simple like just saying, I'm not going to fire people from their units
right.
would actually help to take care of another thing that's on the plate.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we could use those 13,000 men and women in Afghanistan. Dan, I want to read you an email I received just this morning from a man by the name of Michael Skiba, who's a Navy veteran. Bill, here's something I hope you'll take on. I just saw a report on MSNBC saying that Lieutenant Colonel Victor Fehrenbach, United States Air Force, is being forcibly discharged after 18 years of service for being gay. Apparently, some civilian ratted him out, and he's about to lose his pension and all benefits associated with retirement. Mike says, I am retired Navy, not gay, and fully outraged that our country should do this to someone who, by all accounts, faithfully and honorably served his country. So this is still going on. I don't know whether you know about this particular case, Dan, but it's sort of one of thousands.
That's right.
Still going on, right?
And I think what you see with the execution or implementation of Don't Ask, Don't Tell is that it's arbitrary, and people are getting kicked out in certain units. Obviously, there are people that are openly gay in many units around the military, across the all different kinds of units and branches, and you see that it doesn't disrupt anything within the military. It actually, when people are honest, it actually helps to build cohesion, and it helps to make a unit stronger because you have honesty. People can talk about who they are freely without fear, and particularly when you go to war and you serve your country in the most dangerous capacity, you have this unit that comes out from combat, and people are so close-knit and they are so tied together that they can deal with people who are honest, but it actually hurts when somebody has to hide who they are, and that was the case in my situation as well as this Air Force officer, in that we had to hide who we are in order to serve our country.
Now, I've asked Robert Gibbs about this at the White House several times, and the response, and so has Carrie Elleveld and a couple of others, too. The response always is, look, this was policy was passed by law, an act of Congress, and it can only be changed by an act of Congress. That's really not true, is it? There would be other ways of just bringing this to an end without having to wait for legislation, correct?
I think there's a lot of people who point that out. I think it's dangerous to just punt the football over to other people and basically say, hey, you guys take care of it. It's a very, I think, an indecent message to our young people who should be taught, okay, if I'm in any kind of position of authority in the future, then what do? I take responsibility. Now, the president is the commander-in-chief, and it is his responsibility, just as I learned in the military, for anything that happens or fails to happen on his watch, that's on him.
Yeah.
And when we look at some of the things in our past, especially now that we see that the president does have this stop-loss authority, and he does have executive authority by which we gave him as the people who voted.
Yeah, so let me just cut to the chase. So he could just pick up the phone, right, and tell...
He can say, I'm going to stop firing people, particularly in this time of war.
Or tell Gates to stop it, right?
That's right. And I think it's a matter of courage. Does our leadership have the courage to do this, particularly in time when it's needed? It's an easy decision. And if you take a look at Harry Truman and what he did, he was facing a lot of criticism for desegregating the troops. A lot of people in the every single one of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, every single one of his political advisors say, you will not win the reelection if you do what you're right, thinking about doing, but he did it.
Yeah. Right. So, Dan, I want to ask you. So, look, I'm a big Obama supporter. I know he knows his policy is wrong. I know he's sincere when he says he really wants to end it, that he wants that to be part of his legacy. But he has not made that phone call yet. Why not? Do you think it's because he's really getting pushback from the military who say, don't do this?
Or we... Yeah, some people have pointed that out, Bill. They have said that, well, there's probably a generation gap. And I can understand where they're coming from, where their thinking is, because 90% of the military is under the age of, I would say, 35. You know, when you consider so many people that are down on the ground, they have no problem with gay folks. And obviously there have been gay people serving in our military since the Revolutionary War.
But the leadership's a lot older.
Some people would say that. However, for every older person that might articulate those views, I know another older person who actually knows the truth on the ground.
Yeah.
So there's not really a generation gap, but there is an education gap. There is a leadership gap. And that's really what I think is another problem when you're looking at issues like this. It's a definitely more serious problem. You have to actually have leaders. Look at the kind of situations that we find ourselves in the world today. I think it's dangerous to have leaders who fail to see the truth on the ground level.
So if you took if you polled the leadership in the Pentagon today, do you think the majority of senior officers in the Pentagon today would support ending Don't Ask, Don't Tell, like right now?
That's a tough question for me because I'm not into doing polls. I'm into doing the right thing. And I know that all of those leaders in their heart know that this kind of discrimination is absolutely wrong. And to say that and to hide behind ideas that it would be difficult or, you know, to say that based on certain views that they got that are irrelevant to the military's needs and the missions, I think is actually very derelict of their responsibility and duty.
And, you know, I thought it was extraordinary when President Bill Clinton, who signed this dumb bill in the first place, right, and as a compromise to just having gays serve openly in the military, he has come out and said it's time to get rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and he, as I said, the author of it.
That's right, and the situation obviously was a little
good for him.
For him, he was politically, I think, in a bind because a lot of people in Congress were against it.
Yes.
Now you see the American public is also in huge support of repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell. But again, it's not because of any political or popularity contest. This is doing the right thing. You have other countries in the world like Israel and Canada, Australia, the Great Britain, these people that we serve shoulder to shoulder with in Afghanistan right now, all of our NATO allies over there have no problem with honest soldiers. They have no discrimination. Why is it that we, the best military, the country that can put a man on the moon before any of them even thought about this. This is not rocket science. We need to erase this discrimination right now.
Hey, we can even bomb the moon now.
But right, what we send is not a matter of bombs or munitions, but the message to those people, whether you know, in Afghanistan or on the moon, that in America we don't have discrimination, that we have equality.
You know, it's going to happen. It's going to happen in a large part because of leadership of you and others like you. It's just a matter of time, and I'm impatient to have it happen now, and so are you.
You care about America, and you see that soldiers are getting kicked out right now, particularly when they could be used.
Yep, we got to keep the pressure on, and we will. Dan Choi, thanks so much for your leadership.
Thanks, Bill.
Keep up the good fight.
Let's keep fighting.
All right, you got it. Thanks, Lieutenant Dan Choi. I mean, talent like that, you're going to throw out of the military? This guy, 18 years in the Air Force, served this country for 18 years. We're going to throw him out just because he happens to be gay? This is idiotic. I don't understand Obama's reluctance to just pick up the phone and say, hey, Robert Gates, guess what? No more people fired because they're gay, okay? Boom. That's my order. And I'm the commander-in-chief. 866-55-PRESS.
I do not accept a future where the jobs and industries of tomorrow take root beyond our borders. And I know you don't either. It is time for America to lead again.
The official morning show of the Obama generation. The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
In this stressful economy, smokers are smoking more and being taxed more. It's not fair. Close to 500,000 Americans die every year from smoking. You know the facts. Introducing Smoke Assassin, the electronic smoking device that's just like the real thing. And look, smoke rings of water vapor. We'll give you the Smoke Assassin, a $120 value free. We can't say you'll quit smoking, but thousands quit every day. We can't say it's a healthy smoke, but you do the math. No tobacco, no tar, no chemicals, no poisons, no smoke, no ash, no smelly clothes, and no guilt. You blow out rings of water vapor. Smoke Assassin looks real, it tastes real, and it really satisfies. Call now and get the Smoke Assassin free. Again, it's a $120 value. Yours free. Do it for your family. Do it for your kids. Do it for your health. Do it for you. And do it for free.
Yes, do it for free. 800-591-2546 for you or a loved one. 800-591-2546. First 200 callers get one for free plus shipping and handling. 800-591-2546.
Southbound I-25 starting to load up as you're coming in from Thornton and North Glen. Same deal on 2 1/4. This after that Parker curve towards Yosemite and on to I-25. Speaking of I-25, it's a crowded ride, I-70 down to Spear. Now as you're out and about, you're going to find some foggy conditions as things do get up and running. It's also pretty hazy out along Pena Boulevard as you're trying to get out to DIA. So do factor that into your trip as you're heading out to catch a flight. I'm Todd Parker, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
You work hard to stay healthy. Now at GNC and GNC.com, there's a sale that works hard for you. Our semi-annual Buy One VitaPack program, Get One Half Price Sale. Heart health, joint health, or more energy, each convenient pack gives you the specific vitamins and supplements you need every day. Buy One VitaPack program, choose a second one at half price. Our GNC sales associates make good health easy. Give us 5 minutes. Profit for life. GNC. Live well. Only at participating GNC stores. Second product must be of equal or lesser value. See store for details.
Don't do it! Don't buy hardwood floors until you've checked out Lumber Liquidators. If you've already made your... Don't do it! Don't buy hardwood floors until you've checked out Lumber Liquidators. If you've already made your purchase, refuse delivery and get a refund now. And take all the boxes back. Don't waste your money. Lumber Liquidators can beat every price you've ever seen on hardwood flooring. Save hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars at Lumber Liquidators. To prove it, we'll give you a free full-color catalog now. You won't believe the beautiful, top-quality hardwood, hand-scraped bamboo, or cork and laminate floors you can have at these incredible prices. You must see the believe. Even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Our prices are incredibly low because we only sell hardwood flooring. No fancy overhead, no fooling around. Want high quality at the absolute lowest prices anywhere? We can ship directly to you or stop by any location in your area. Call now for your free catalog. 1-800-580-5790. Call 800-580-5790. That's 800-580-5790.
Here, AM 760. Colorado's.
That's Jared.
Hi, I'm Jane Seymour. My mother used to say, always keep your heart open. It's the only way to give and receive love. Those words inspired my new Open Hearts jewelry collection.
And now, you are invited to see the Open Hearts by Jane Seymour jewelry collection at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Priced from just under $50 to $1,300.
When your heart is open, love will always find its way in.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about $1 an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
My mother was a civil rights marcher, got bricked in Marquette Park marching with Dr. King. And a lot of people have died in that cause. And it kind of disturbs me that they're putting it on that level. So that's my comment.
Yeah, I got it. You know, I've heard that comment, Andre, and I don't think we, and by the way, Nothing is the same as the great civil rights movement and what it accomplished for this country. But I don't think we should let ourselves get tied up into that debate, you know, whether it, you know, blacks, gays are as important as blacks once were or something like that. I think Danny said it right, is do the right thing. And I hear that's what you're saying. You know, you say do the right thing by everybody. Everybody deserves equal rights in this country. I tell you what I would like to see is I'd like to see Obama end it. Well, and then proceed with the legislation to put all the details on it. But to continue firing people while we're waiting for Congress to act is what I think is just an unnecessary delay. Mike, here in Washington, D.C. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for taking my call. Two comments. One, on the previous call, I am gay. I live in D.C. I actually even know Dan Choi. And even if I didn't, I'd agree with him. But the previous caller, I just want to remind him that, you know, look at Matthew Shepard, you know, and thousands of other gay people who are dying because they're persecuted, either because of suicide or because of hate crimes. So I would take great exception to his comments. And I also don't think that the racial civil rights movement is the only model for civil rights movements around the world and in history. It's one example. Doesn't have to look exactly like their protest for it to be a correct civil rights argument.
But plus, there were a lot of gays and lesbians who were marching in the civil rights marches. You know what I mean? I think we shouldn't let ourselves spend too much energy in that argument back and forth, right? I mean, I just think let's get this thing done because it's wrong. Get rid of this policy.
Right. I actually called about that. I'm going to a quick comment about that too about leadership. I think that in the Donuts Don't Tell issue, I've talked to people from HRC. I've talked to people on the president's committee who are my neighbors and friends, and about, you know, apparently Obama and the administration are looking very, very carefully at all of the details and the contingencies of what a repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell would involve. I mean, minutia, like, you know, will the people who were kicked out be able to go back and get their pensions? Will they be able to serve for three more years and get their retirement? Will they be able to, you know, be reinstated to fulfill their... I mean, all these contingencies. And my problem with that is that what we don't need is this minutia, this tactical leadership. We need bold, strategic decision-making.
But you see, Mike, while they're working out the details, right, they could say we are no longer going to enforce the policy, so no more people are going to get fired. That's where we need the leadership. Don't
you agree? President Lincoln didn't tinker around with all the what's going to happen when people become free and then work out all the manual details of what that would look like. And he made the decision, I'm going to the Emancipation Proclamation, and then we'll let the chips fall where they may.
Absolutely. Good point. Excellent point, Mike. I just want to move on. Quick comment here. Junior down in Miami, Florida. Hey, Junior.
Hello, Bill. Love your show.
Thank you, man.
It's been a long time. About the don't ask, don't tell policy. That's a law. And the president just can't ignore and not enforce the law because it is the law. And if he does that, then he's breaking the law. It would be similar to what was done with the Iran-Contra. The Congress passed a law not to use federal funds to fund the Contras. Then the Reagan administration went in and they did some side deals and everything, taking federal money, reinvesting it in other ways, and then using that money to fund the Contras, which was illegal.
Yeah, you know, you make a good point, Junior, but let me just say something. It's denying equal rights to American citizens, and so I think it's far different from the Contras. And the president, again, can just say, just don't enforce this policy for now, and then we'll get the legislation. It'll be here soon enough. But for now, don't enforce it.
Visit BillPressShow.com, the only place for Bill's podcasts and commentary. The virtual home of the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Do you know why so many people have trouble learning new languages? Because they make the mistake of trying to learn it when they should just absorb it. And right now, a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone will show you how. So stop memorizing, stop translating, and please stop doing drill after boring drill. Because now you can unlock your hidden language learning potential with the world's fastest, easiest way to learn, Rosetta Stone. We don't want you to take our word for it. We don't even want you to listen to the U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, or NASA, who all believe in our program. We just hope you'll accept our free demo so you can experience the power of Rosetta Stone for yourself. Discover the secret to learning a language faster than you ever imagined. For your free demo, call 1-800-377-9196. Don't try to learn a language, just absorb it. Call 1-800-377-9196. That's 1-800-377-9196.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthSaveNow.com.
If you want to save money on health insurance, you have two choices. Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side, so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
All right, on this Wednesday, October 14, my parting shot for today, big news on healthcare, big news on Afghanistan. But come on, let's be honest, the biggest news of all. Rush Limbaugh's trying to buy the St. Louis Rams, and that's driving a lot of football fans crazy. And not just fans. Damar Smith, head of the NFL Players Association, has written the head of the NFL urging him to reject Limbaugh's bid. Players aren't happy with Limbaugh's racist put-down of Donovan McNabb, and they definitely haven't forgotten how he said that watching two NFL teams play is like watching a gang fight between the Crips and the Bloods without weapons. Given those past comments, here's the question. Should Limbaugh be allowed to buy the Rams? I say, if he makes the best offer, and if two-thirds of the owners agree, absolutely. After all, this is a free market country, no matter how big a pig he is. Rush ought to be able to buy any office building, any hotel, any airline, any sports team he wants. He's free to buy the team, but we're also free to boycott it. To me, that would be the best of all worlds. Limbaugh buys the Rams, and then players refuse to play. Fans refuse to show up, and pigskin Limbaugh falls flat on his face. Please, God, let that happen. All right, my parting shot for today. Don't forget, on the website, Harry Reid, put the pressure on. Public plan option. We need it in the final version. While you're there, buy a podcast. You'll enjoy it. See you on the radio again tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The American consumer was a bit of a pinch penny last month. Figures just out from the government show retail sales slipped 1.5%. Industry analyst Ken Perkins says part of that was caused by the end of cash for clunkers.
It means that consumers really turned off the spigots in terms of auto purchases last month and really reined in their spending.
But there were some bright spots.
Any retailer that's in off-price or discount-oriented space has been faring particularly well here.
Walmart will pay $11 million to settle a lawsuit accusing the company of forcing 97,000 Iowa workers to skip breaks or work off the clock. J.P. Morgan Chase, the first big bank to report third-quarter results, says it made almost $4 billion, but says loan losses could be high into the foreseeable future. The Wall Street Journal says banks and securities firms could pay workers a record $140 billion this year. Industry analyst Bert Ely.
The banks generally pay out about 50% of their revenues as employee compensation, so the revenues go up, they're going to pay out more.
Wall Street is primed for a higher opening. S&P futures are ahead more than 15 points. California is bracing for another day of heavy rain that could turn fire-scarred hillsides into rivers of mud. Robin Gare lives in the Los Angeles suburb of La Cañada, Flint Ridge, and she's worried.
Very hard on us, especially mentally, you know, when you think you're going to lose your home in 43 years.
A UN report says the number of people who go to bed hungry has been on the rise for a decade and stands at more than a billion worldwide. UN agricultural economist David Daw says food price increases the past 2 years are a big part of that problem.
I think the government would have a disproportionate...
For very poor people who spend 50% of their income on staple foods, this was a huge income shock.
On Capitol Hill, the health care reform bill the Senate Finance Committee passed yesterday doesn't have a public option, but Maine's Olympia Snow, the only Republican to vote for it, tells the CBS News Early Show the still-to-be-written final version could, and she'd be against that.
I think the government would have a disproportionate advantage in the marketplace against private insurers.
5'10", 120 pounds, too fat. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan, who says?
Well, the fashion world says it, apparently.
My first job, it was with Ralph Lauren.
And Philippa Hamilton's last job was with Ralph Lauren. She tells the New York Daily News her contract was terminated because she weighed too much. One touched-up ad made her look emaciated, her hips slimmer than her head.
Philippa is a beautiful young woman.
Hamilton tells the paper she's proud of what she looks like, and the industry should rethink its standards. Frank?
California kidnapping victim J.C. Dugard is giving People magazine some recent photos and her first public statement since her rescue 18 years after she was abducted. Family spokeswoman Erica Schulte says she's managed to reestablish a close bond with family members that she hadn't seen since she was 11.
If you walked into the room and didn't know the circumstances, it would seem, I think, like any other family.
This is CBS News.
With me today is motorcycle owner Dan. Like most people, Dan is looking for ways to save money. He tries to save on gas by roller skating to the grocery store.
It's hard carrying all those bags.
He uses a hand crank radio.
It's a good workout.
And he even cooks by candle heat.
The scented ones give great flavor.
But you don't have to be like Dan, because Geico makes it easy to save on motorcycle insurance. To see how much you could save, visit geico.com or call 1-800-442-9253.
You work hard to stay healthy. Now at GNC and GNC.com, there's a sale that works hard for you. Our semi-annual Buy One Vitapack program, Get One Half Price Sale. Heart health, joint health, or more energy, each convenient pack gives you the specific vitamins and supplements you need every day. Buy One Vitapack program, choose a second one at half price. Our GNC sales associates make good health easy. Give us 5 minutes. Profit for life. GNC. Live well. Only at participating GNC stores. Second product must be of equal or lesser value. See store for details.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. The H1N1 flu is being blamed for three more deaths in Colorado. Two of the victims were from Pueblo County and had underlying health issues. Another victim, 37-year-old Patrick Montoya of Denver, died at St. Anthony's Hospital. His family says he was otherwise healthy. The virus has forced several schools in Colorado to shut down this week. Denver police are investigating high school soccer players in a case that could lead to sex crimes charges. Aurora Public School Superintendent John Berry says the staff at Hinckley High School got a report about inappropriate physical contact between members of the school's junior varsity and varsity soccer teams on a bus after a game.
Any inappropriate behavior is troubling. You know, and in our school, we have strict rules on what is unacceptable, and we will never tolerate inappropriate behavior of any kind.
Barry spoke with our partners at 9 News. He would not disclose details, but he says two coaches who were supervising students could be disciplined. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche beat the Toronto Maple Leafs last night 4-1. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We're looking at some early morning slowing, southbound I-25, 120th down towards 84th, 270 for eastbounders. It's also dragging 76 towards Vasquez. Now there's some really foggy conditions I can see as I'm checking out those CDOT cameras. So factor that into your ride. Things are starting off a little bit early. We've also got some surface street crashes that may get in your way. Park Avenue at I-25 as well as Federal in Mississippi. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. In addition to the fog that's around the metro, it's going to be a cloudy day throughout most of the day with a high of around 63 degrees, cool in the overnight, low dropping down to 42, currently 37. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's time to feel the only number in NASCAR that counts, that number one finger that you wave out the window afterwards. Feel what it's like to be the first man to finish and the last man to stand.
Great job, boys! You guys rock!
Feel what it's like to love your competitors but hate the thought of them winning. NASCAR on ESPN. Feel your heart race. The chase continues with the NASCAR Banking 500 at Lowe's Motor Speedway tonight at 7 Eastern on ABC.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
Always, you're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
7:06 here on a morning I can see about, though, 5 feet outside of our window here down in the tech center. It's more than pea soup out there. I mean, this is like, God, the weather's just been so weird. It's supposed to go up to 63, so a lot of this is supposed to burn off. But watch out on your morning drive. It's visibility can be really severely curtailed. Yesterday's big news, the health care bill passing through the Senate Finance Committee. Somehow I'm supposed to be completely excited that Olympia Snowe, Republican from Maine, voted for it. That's supposed to make me excited. For some reason, I'm just not that excited about that, considering the bill, the cost of getting this one Republican vote, which, by the way, you won't hear this mentioned most of the day, but the cost of getting this one Republican vote was the public option. Again, for a vote that was not necessary. Everyone's like, "Oh, they got Olympia Snowe's vote. They got a Republican vote for the health care bill. Joy to the world." What? The bill passed 14-9. They didn't need the Republican vote. And so essentially what everybody in Washington is admitting is that they've sacrificed potentially hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars in taxpayer money by stripping out the public option, which will make the bill cost more, which will make premiums cost more, in order to get one vote from a hobbit-looking senator from Maine that wasn't even necessary. I mean, this is really how silly and stupid and idiotic our political debate really is. One vote that wasn't necessary from Bilbo Baggins, the senator from Maine, just to say that they got one Republican vote. It's unbelievable. It's really, and what's unbelievable about it, this is supposed to be joy to the world. We're all supposed to be psyched and excited and high-fiving.
I mean, what a frickin' joke. What a joke. I mean, these people in Washington, they must be so violently out of touch with what's going on outside the Beltway. Nobody outside the Beltway cares if a Republican hobbit voted for a bill. All people care about is whether the bill is going to solve the health care crisis. Nobody cares that one Republican voted for a bill that didn't even need that Republican vote. All people care about is that the bill actually works. So when you make a bill less effective, stripping out the public option, stripping out provisions for consumer protection, and you say your major justification for this is because you got the Republican senator from the Shire to vote for it, one Republican vote, it just seems that you're just admitting what a joke the whole process is. We're going to be talking about healthcare, the economy, and more in this broadcast. At 9, we're going to be joined by one of the top economic advisors to President Ronald Reagan and President George H.W. Bush, Bruce Bartlett, who has a new book out talking about the failure of Reaganomics. So something of a mea culpa. And then later on in the broadcast, we'll talk to Amy Dean. She's got a new book about the prospects for a real new deal. That's in the 9 a.m. hour. We're going to be talking about Lance Armstrong, marijuana, beer. Lance Armstrong is going to be appearing in a new set of ads. I want to get your take on that. We're also going to be talking about this new FBI program. News on the Wire this month suggests the FBI have now amassed, through the Patriot Act and other programs, a database of 1.5 billion people in their database that they are using for data mining, using serious privacy concerns among civil liberties advocates. But first, let's do our news update. Okay. Ron's having a little bit of spastic morning there. So, Democrats are one step closer to the health care bill, but hurdles remain. That's the ABC News headline. Even as Democrats and President Obama celebrate the victory in the Senate Finance Committee, they face what could be a tougher battle ahead. Democrats have to resolve the differences among the 5 different bills in the House and Senate and try to garner some Republican support. I don't really know why that's being reported as a fact. They don't need to garner any Republican support in a Senate with 60 Democrats. That is a canard. You're going to continue to hear it. It's a lot of crap. The Senate leadership now has to meld the Finance Committee bill without a public option with the bills that have passed other committees in the Senate that do have a public option. So the public option far from dead. AP reports the Nobel jury is speaking out in defense of their prize to Barack Obama. One judge noted with surprise that President Obama didn't look particularly happy at being named the Nobel Peace Prize laureate. Another marveled at how critics could be so patronizing. In a rare public defense of a process normally shrouded in secrecy, 4 of the Nobel's 5 judges spoke out this week and said that the award was both merited and unanimous. Some states are foregoing signs about the stimulus. I love this story. The New York Times reports that the Great Depression had its red, white, and blue USA Works program signs and the ubiquitous We Do Our Part Blue Eagle emblems. And now the stimulus bill has its signs next to roadside projects that it's funding. You may see them on I-70 with Governor Ritter's name next to them. Some states are refusing to put up those signs. A kind of statement of protest of the stimulus bill. To Wall Street, the Obama administration's PAYSAR has advised American International Group, AIG, to scale back $198 million in bonuses due next March to employees at its troubled financial products unit as company and government officials try to avoid another public uproar over pay packages at the bailed-out insurance giant. This is a gross story. The Wall Street Journal reports the Obama administration has shelved its plan to raise more than $200 billion in new taxes on multinational corporations. The tax was designed to prevent corporations from offshoring and evading the taxes that they owe. The administration now backing off that following a blitz of complaints from lobbyists. A contingent of Silicon Valley chief executives traveled to Washington in late September to speak out against the proposal. The proposal would have changed how the federal government taxes overseas profits. They came away from meetings with key congressmen relieved. So, remember I talked about selective deficit disorder, right? We only care about the deficit when it's spending on things that might help people. But when it's about giving away tax loopholes to business, who cares about the deficit, right? You got everyone running around saying, oh, we got to deal with the deficit and the health care bill costs too much. Well, here's $200 billion in money that's just going overseas. And the administration, the moment corporate America says jump, the administration and the Congress says how high? Hey, we don't, $200 billion, no big deal. Just let it slide. The Politico reports that the Democratic leadership is going to use the vote in the health care committee by Senator Olympia Snowe, the one Republican who voted for the health care bill. They're going to use that in ensuing weeks to bash the left. That's the headline. Snowe vote arms Democrats for party war. The idea being they will cite Olympia Snowe's supposedly necessary vote. Again, mathematically not necessary, but you don't hear that in Washington. They will use that to try to prevent the public option from being put into the final bill, saying that if we put a public option into the bill, we won't get Olympia Snowe's vote. Again, not mathematically important, but in Washington, the math of these votes matter far less than the perception. The Democrats want to be able to argue that this is a quote-unquote bipartisan bill. In my estimation, that is absurd. To local news, there's going to be a big healthcare town hall meeting on Saturday, October 17th, with Mark Udall, Michael Bennett, Diana DeGette, Jared Polis, Mike Kaufman, and Ed Perlmutter, sponsored by Nine News. It's going to be October 17th at 7 p.m. October 17th at 10 a.m., 10 to noon, Saturday at the University of Colorado Anschutz Medical Campus. So show up if you have the time to get there. Denver Post reports as the economic downturn gripped Colorado, Governor Ritter is reducing his use of state planes, though one Republican critic questioned the passengers who have joined him on the two trips. So they're trying to politicize a move by the governor to try to do his part to deal with the budget deficit here in state. Michael Bennett, Senator Moneybags, he has raised another $1 million in fundraising, another $1 million for Senator Moneybags, most of it, again, coming from out of state. Tomorrow on the broadcast, we're going to have Andrew Romanoff here in studio, his primary challenger. We've also invited Senator Bennett. He has continued to decline our invitation. We will have Andrew Romanoff in studio to take your calls about that Senate race and about Michael Bennett. A couple more stories here. U.S. News gives a top rating to 27 Colorado nursing homes. That's in the Denver Business Journal. That's good news. This is a weird story. We're going to get into this in a little bit. Police departments are reporting a significant increase in home invasion robberies near medical marijuana dispensary stores. That's according to Colorado Attorney General John Southers. Now, he is a major opponent of medical marijuana. Now, the interesting part of this story is he doesn't offer up any detailed statistics. He just says he's been hearing from some law enforcement friends about a supposed uptick. We'll get into that in a little bit. A couple more things here. Colorado is the first state, according to the Huffington Post, the first state to cut its minimum wage in decades. So that story we talked about yesterday. And in our final story, the Huffington Post reports that natural gas could be a major bust. There's a big peak oil conference going on here in Denver about the prospect of no more oil, or at least peaking supplies of oil, and the promise of enough natural gas to last the United States another century is being called into question by some major geologic experts about whether we even have the amount of natural gas that we think we do. It's an interesting story. It's over at HuffingtonPost.com/Denver. That's your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
All right, after the break, we're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo and talk about marijuana. It's going to be our first topic. Lance Armstrong is endorsing, big news, he's endorsing a line of beer. And the question is whether we should have a problem with this, considering we had such a big problem, or at least society had such a big problem, with Michael Phelps getting caught smoking marijuana. Why is it okay for Lance Armstrong to endorse in television ads, in a major public campaign, endorse drinking, but it was some sort of controversy that Michael Phelps got caught smoking a little weed? Is there a double standard there? And if so, what does that double standard say about our stupid culture? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. Does Lance Armstrong endorsing a beer, by the way, Michelob, I mean, come on. But does Lance Armstrong endorsing a beer, a guy who survived cancer, a guy who is an athletic superman, does that rub you the wrong way? And does it particularly rub you the wrong way at a time the other athletic superman, Michael Phelps, was attacked viciously for getting caught in private smoking a little weed? 303-713-7600 is the number. 720 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with Todd Parker.
Just one trouble spot to get in your way. We're getting more.
Hello, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource. Our Denver-based solar company has installed hundreds of solar systems for homes and small businesses throughout Colorado. Now is a great time to invest in a solar electric or solar thermal system. Start with a 30% federal tax credit, the current local rebates, and the lowest panel pricing in history. Combine all three, and you can earn a 7% return on investment in the first 12 months and lower your carbon footprint. Call us at SolSource for a free solar evaluation at 303-297-1874 or visit us online at SolSourceInc.com.
Your local Ace has the items you'll be looking for this fall on sale right now. For a limited time, buy 12 ounces of Great Stuff insulating foam sealant for just $2.99. You'll save over 30%. Earn double points on your Ace Rewards card store-wide. Plus, get expert advice to save time and money. Now that's a value. Hurry! The super savings ends soon at Ace, the helpful place.
Price is good at participating stores through October while supplies last. See store for Ace Rewards details.
Are you heading out to buy a used car this weekend? You can find a great deal, but you have to do some homework. Before you buy, make sure the dealer shows you a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the REI Fall Sale. With great deals to help you gear up and get outside. Save up to 30% on select camping, backpacking, cycling, and hiking gear. All backed by our satisfaction guarantee. Plus, members can save 20% on one item. Not a member? It's the perfect time to join. October 9th through 18th. Visit your local REI or REI.com.
REI.
Find out. Offer applies to one full price item. Exclusions apply.
Join EnviroTest Air Care Colorado's 14 scooters and the Maintenance Matters Coalition to help reduce air pollution in the metro area. How? Go to aircarecolorado.com and register to win $350 in vehicle maintenance. Yep, it's that simple. Maintenance does matter. Register and start saving today. Colorado, remember, maintenance does matter.
Say goodbye to the slow route with TomTom's unique IQ Routes technology. Unlike ordinary GPS devices, TomTom uses actual drive times to find you the fastest way to get anywhere, at any time. TomTom, go confidently.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show mornings at 6.
Your calls do count.
I wanted to say I love your show.
This is worth being late for work.
Ed Schultz, mornings at 10.
My brain surgery.
Then it's Tom Hartman, afternoons at 1.
Patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and freedom.
Mario comes your way at 4.
The American dream is still alive.
And Randy Rhodes, evenings at 7.
It's unbelievable.
This is AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
7:24 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota on a pea soup kind of morning. I promise you, my weather report says we're going to start getting at least a couple days of sun starting tomorrow. Couldn't come sooner. Lance Armstrong to be the spokesman for Michelob Ultra. Cycling great Lance Armstrong has inked a deal with Anheuser-Busch to be the spokesman for its Michelob Ultra brand of beer. The seven-time winner of the Tour de France and the brewer are announcing the three-year deal, have announced a three-year deal. Last week, Armstrong will appear now in two television ads for the brand. His image will be on packaging, outdoor print, and in-store advertising. Anheuser-Busch says Armstrong is the perfect spokesman for the brand, which targets health-minded active drinkers. It sponsors cycling and running events across the country and pitches its beer as a low-calorie alternative to other beers. So Lance Armstrong is now the face of alcohol. And my question is whether there's an inherent hypocrisy here. That is this a tale of two supermen? Superman Lance Armstrong, now the face of alcohol, that's fine. In fact, that's not just fine. That's something that people brag about, that the company is excited about. And yet Michael Phelps, just a couple months ago, was attacked as some sort of pariah for getting caught at a private party taking a toke off a bong. Is there a double standard there? Why is it okay for one Superman to run around using his notoriety to advertise alcohol, but it's some sort of horrible crime and controversy for Michael Phelps, another Superman, in the privacy of a home, not in public, not on the front of a newspaper ad, to get caught taking a little toke of weed? What do you think? 303-713-7600. Lisa in Denver. Lisa, you're on AM 760.
Hi. Thanks, David.
Hey there.
This is a good illustration of why, I'm a health teacher in the Denver metro area to high school students. And, this is an illustration, in my opinion, of how our society views alcohol versus marijuana. Because when I teach drugs, alcohol, tobacco, alcohol's a drug. Marijuana's a drug. And I back all this up with statistics of drunk driving and, information about what alcohol does to the brain, what alcohol does physiologically and psychologically to the body. And yet these kids, young adults, are sitting there saying, but why is alcohol legal in our society and marijuana isn't, if they're both drugs and they both have drawbacks and, there's a lot of cons to both and not many pros to both. And so, it's a very good illustration of how our society views, again, in my opinion, alcohol, which is a drug, a legal drug, very much like why are cigarettes allowed, and we know the pros and cons about that, and yet marijuana is not. And so I'll let you talk about
that.
Yeah,
I'm not a prohibitionist in the sense of, I'm not somebody who says, because a substance is it has negative effects, it automatically means we should prohibit it. I mean, I think you can, you know, I think it's the old line that everything's got to be used when used in moderation.
And that's exactly what we teach, everything in moderation and balance. And I'm not a prohibitionist either. It's just the double standard.
Exactly.
Is my biggest, you know, issue. And it's tough to teach kids or stand up in front of them and say, yeah, you know, I hear what you're saying, and you're right that there is a double standard, that we view one differently than we view the other, when in a classification system, when we look at drugs, alcohol is a drug.
Yeah, and the law is saying, you're right, the law is saying something effectively. It's making a statement about these two substances. It is effectively saying one of the substances is fine and another substance is so not fine that it needs to be illegal. You can go to jail for it. And, you know, I think that now you've got somebody so well known as Lance Armstrong out there as a spokesman for alcohol. I think it's going to, especially for young kids, and I'm glad you bring that up. I mean, I think that makes it all the more confusing for kids, right? When you've got, hey, Lance Armstrong is a Superman, and he's like, you know, I mean, he is, image-wise, I mean, he is as close to Superman as you get. And now he's going to be the smiling face of alcohol. And that's a confusing message to, you know, teenagers, for instance, who just a couple months ago heard that Michael Phelps, another Superman, was some sort of awful person for having a little bit of marijuana at a party and somebody snapped a picture of it. And, you know, I think Mason Tvert of Colorado Safer and the folks who work on drug policy reform in general, they make a really good point. If we as a society are going to accept that it's okay for people to, from time to time and within reason, you know, using it in a responsible way, want to use mind-altering drugs, because that's what we're saying if we as a society think, hey, alcohol's fine. And we do think alcohol is fine as a society. We got our stadium in town is named after alcohol, right? So we clearly think it's okay. Not just alcohol, but that it's okay for people to use mind-altering drugs in a responsible way. If we're going to do that, then why are we limiting it only to alcohol? It's almost like an economic cartel for the alcohol industry. But I don't think it's only that. I mean, people said, well, it's the beer industry that wants marijuana to remain illegal. And that's definitely true. But I also, there's something cultural going on here, that beer is accepted, has become this accepted statement of Americanness, and marijuana has become a symbol of counterculture, of the hippies, of the 60s, of hating America in the 60s. Now, I don't think the 60s actually represents any of that, but that's the caricature. And so there is something cultural going on here that really doesn't have to do with these substances, even though this whole debate should be about the substances. Hey, Lisa, thanks for the call. Let's go to Andy at Brighton. Andy, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how's it going, David?
All right.
You know, first off, I wouldn't drink Michelob Ultra if it was the last beer on Earth, because it's just not my kind of beer. I only drink microbrews.
Yeah, well, if you live in Colorado, you know, with all the microbrews around, you catch anybody drinking Michelob Ultra, and you got to look at them a little bit strangely.
Exactly. And alcohol or beer and sports has always gone together. I mean, like you said, Coors Stadium. I mean, how many stadiums are named after beer? Every commercial during a football and baseball game is beer. And marijuana basically is illegal. I mean, not that I think it should be, but that's where you get the difference. And I think the only people that really want to see marijuana become legal is the snack food industry.
Well, I don't think that's true. I mean, I don't think that the only people who want to
They'd make a lot more money.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably certainly an organized interest that would be. I mean, there's a, you know, you look at polls and the polls on legalization or at least decriminalization are pretty compelling, that the public in general sees the hypocrisy and sees the laws as completely ridiculous. I mean, you're absolutely right that the commercials during a sporting event are all about beer. Now, at a more meta level, the commercials are selling you a mind-altering drug. That's undeniable,
I agree.
Right? So the question that this Lance Armstrong and Michael Phelps situation brings up is, why is one okay but the other isn't. I mean, what is that about? It's just bizarre, right? I mean, this is a perfect example. You've got a guy who used marijuana who was attacked and, you know, berated. He wasn't advertising marijuana. He wasn't making a political statement on marijuana. He was just caught. Somebody snapped a photo of him using it. That
right.
was an outrage. And it's completely fine on the other end of the scale for a similar Olympian hero, Lance Armstrong, to not just get caught drinking beer, but to actually be the face of drinking for
right.
a major
now,
corporation.
And had they snapped a picture of Michael Phelps using a beer bong, then they probably would. Everybody would have laughed it off as a young guy having a good time.
I think that's right.
You know, I mean, the fact is.
Do you just think it's the legalities that explains the difference?
Well, yeah, because as of right now, marijuana is illegal, and a lot of people, there's still a lot of people that say it should always be illegal. Like, you know, I mean, the older generation, I guess would be the best way to put it. Or, you know, the more conservative people are going to say, oh, no, we can't legalize that. Because then everybody will start doing heroin.
Yeah, I think you're obviously right in the sense that yes, the controversy and the double standard in terms of a reaction has to do at some level with the law. But I think there's also cultural baggage coming along with this. I mean, in the sense that the law itself is an expression of something deeper going on. Right. It's not just it happens to be illegal. The reason that marijuana is illegal and that beer is the opposite of illegal is actually promoted in our public space reflects a deeper cultural discomfort with the whole topic. It's obviously not based on science, the way we distinguish between these two substances. There's been multiple studies. I mean, most people who have studied this issue acknowledge that beer is far more health-wise, it's far worse for you. It's far worse for society. I mean, you know, domestic violence, drunk driving. I mean, these are not major problems with marijuana. It's not that marijuana doesn't have its share of problems. But what it shows is that this debate is not based on science. And so there's something cultural going on. What in our culture makes us say beer is so good it should be advertised in our public spaces, but marijuana is so bad that it's got to be outlawed, that anybody who uses it has got to become, you know, be attacked as a controversial figure. And this Lance Armstrong thing, with him becoming the spokesman, essentially, for alcohol, I think, puts it into stark relief. Hey, thanks for the call. 736 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Welcome to the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. We don't shy away from sacred cows or, in this case, sacred Olympians. Lance Armstrong becoming the spokesperson, the public spokesperson for alcohol a couple months after Michael Phelps got attacked and berated for having his picture snapped while he was taking a little bit of marijuana. What is the double standard all about? Are you comfortable with Lance Armstrong becoming the spokesperson for alcohol? 303-713-7600. And what is the double standard? Again, what does this double standard really represent? Give us a call after a traffic update with Todd Parker.
Foggy conditions all around the metro, but especially on the north and east side as you're making your way, like on 225 right around I-70. We've got an accident on 270. This is just east of I-25. Outside the city, southbound I-25 is where there's a crash right around that Berthoud exit. We'd had an earlier vehicle fire there. That just added to the problems. Westbound 76 is where speeds have dropped down into the 20s and 30s, pretty much 88th towards I-25. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a cloudy day, but warmer than yesterday, about 10 degrees, in fact, with a high of around 63. Cool in the overnight low, dropping down to 42. Currently, it is 36 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ralph Schaum Mini, now offering special 1.9% APR financing through November 2nd on all 2009 Mini models, including the Mini Convertible. Learn more at RalphSchaumMini.com.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand.
There's nothing in the world like it, taking matters into your own hands and changing your own oil. The professionals at Advance Auto Parts know all about this. They pop open people's minds and bring out their automotive talents every day. They answer your questions and help you find the right parts, tools, and offers to succeed. Like 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a Purolator Classic oil filter for only $14.99. See store for details. Advance Auto Parts. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
The District Court of Palmetto County is now in session. Judge James K. O'Connor presiding.
Counsel, you may present your opening arguments.
Thank you, Your Honor. Allow me to begin by saying...
Case dismissed.
What? I object.
Overruled. I have just received evidence of a Comcast sale with unprecedented savings for everyone. Court is adjourned.
A Comcast sale just popped up, and you can get our best price right now on Comcast Digital Cable. Just $29.99 a month for 12 months. So hurry and call 1-800-COMCAST to get thousands of on-demand choices in crystal clear picture and sound. Plus, there's no installation fee. But make it fast, because our special price of $29.99 a month for 12 months ends soon. So call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Offer ends 10/27/09. Restricted supply. Limited to digital starter for new residential customers. 1-year contract required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment custom installation taxes and franchise fees extra.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Computer is running slowly, or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
100 years of engineering excellence is right on time. It's GMC Truck Month. Get into the Sierra 1500 SLT with an available 403 horsepower 6.2-liter V8. It's the most powerful half-ton V8 in its class. Plus, it comes with the safety and security of OnStar, standard for 1 year. And now get great financing offers, like 0% APR for 60 months for qualified buyers on all 09 Sierras, or $6,000 total cash back on 09 Sierra 1500 extended and crew cab vehicles that have been in stock the longest. Step up to the best. It's GMC Truck Month. See your GMC dealer today. Based on 2009 GM large pickup segment, excludes other GM vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations. Cash back only on 20% of vehicles available to dealer as of 9/21/09. Monthly payment is $16.67 for every $1,000 you finance. Example down payment, 8.3%. Some customers will not qualify. Not available with some other offers. Take delivery by 11/2/09. See dealer for details.
So Lance Armstrong is now the face of Michelob Ultra. What do you think about that? Fine? Not fine? Maybe you didn't even notice. Maybe you didn't even think twice about it. But here's some food for thought. Why is it okay for Lance Armstrong to be the public face, effectively, of alcohol, but it was a major, major controversy, a supposed outrage, that Michael Phelps, somebody snapped a photo of Michael Phelps smoking weed? Right, Michael Phelps wasn't out there bragging that he was smoking weed. He wasn't making a statement. He certainly wasn't the face of marijuana in an advertising campaign. But that was an outrage. Lance Armstrong signs a deal to become the endorser of Michelob Ultra, to become the public face of alcohol, a substance which has far worse health effects on the human body than marijuana. And that's that almost nobody notices. It's not even a big deal, not even a story. Does this double standard speak to some sort of deep cultural discomfort we have on issues like drug policy? Alcohol is a drug, marijuana is a drug, but we are saying as a society, alcohol is to be celebrated in our public spaces, among our public faces. And marijuana, a less harmful drug, is to be completely shunned. What is this double standard all about? I mean, really, what is the deal? Is it cultural in the sense of symbols? Beer has become this symbol of Americana, of working-class, blue-collar America, Homer Simpson. We have our stadiums named after it. We at work have work-sponsored happy hours and cocktail hours. Is that because beer and alcohol have become a sort of an American symbol, and yet marijuana has become this symbol through the politics of the 70s and 80s and 90s and now today, a symbol of the counterculture, the 60s, a time that we want to avoid, of people who supposedly hate America, hippies? Is that what's going on, or is something else going on? What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Will in Broomfield. Will, you're on AM 760.
I think a lot of it actually goes back to the campaigns in the 20s and 30s and William Randolph Hearst and Reefer Madness and those kinds of things that pot would make you chop up babies, and a lot of the fear-mongering that the anti-pot forces put out there was racially oriented. They were sending the message that pot is something, something that brought out the truly evil nature of minorities, especially black people. And, I mean, I don't know how true this is. I've heard varying versions of it. But one of the reasons William Randolph Hearst got up into the banning of pot was the fact that a new way of making a hemp newspaper had been invented. And Hearst was owner of most of the pulp paper mills in the country, and he needed to do something to keep those mills from going out of business. So it wasn't just a war on pot, as far as he was concerned. It was any hemp product at all. And one way to demonize hemp, not just pot, but hemp, was by the use of appealing to racial prejudice.
Yeah, and it's interesting because that racial, you know, the racialization of marijuana is something that is certainly a part of this. That marijuana in the 40s and in the 50s, you can even see it, by the way, in Mad Men. It is sort of presented as a drug, not only of the counterculture, but of urban, urban black America. And I remember, you know, you bring it up, the first thing I think about, and granted I'm a sort of a child and product of the 80s, you remember in Back to the Future, they called
Reefer Addicts.
Marvin Berry's band, he's Chuck Berry's brother. Michael J. Fox gets locked in the band's car, and he's getting, he has to get unlocked from the car, and the guys get out of the car. The band is taking a break, and they get out of the car, and they've made their car into a hot box, right? And the greaser guys, Biff's friends, who come up to him are like, "Hey, we don't want no reefer. You know, we're not
reefer. We don't want any trouble with reefer addicts." Right?
Yeah, we don't want any trouble with reefer addicts. Exactly. And it's and of course the band is the only folks in the movie, the only representation in the movie of black America at the time. You're absolutely right. There definitely is a racial component to this. That's a really, really smart point. Hey, Will, thanks for the call, man.
You bet.
Doug in Westminster. Doug, you're on AM 760.
Hey, man, if I called myself a reefer addict in school, I would have been left alone the whole time. Dang, what was I doing wrong? Hey, why do they call that beer to begin with?
Michelob Ultra?
Yeah. I went to a party a long time ago. The guy was putting a couple of big ice cubes in his beer to keep it cold all night. He falls asleep 2 days later. It's Michelob Ultra.
Yeah, it's hard to address this story without reminding everyone that, sure, Lance Armstrong is endorsing alcohol, but it is Michelob Ultra.
I know you've seen the billboards through town. You know, you got the hot-looking gal in the distance running.
Yeah, right.
You know, that $300 running suit, and it says Michelob Ultra.
Yeah, I know. Interesting, there was that study a couple weeks ago about how people who exercise more regularly are more likely to drink. I don't really know exactly what that means, although it is particularly interesting that I'm sure that the beer distributors and the alcohol industry know this, and that's why they're trying to hire somebody like Lance Armstrong to say, hey, alcohol and sports are not necessarily antithetical to each other. I just don't get the double standard. I mean, it hasn't been talked about, and we're all supposed to just applaud that Lance Armstrong, the Superman, this symbol, by the way, of health, right? He is a symbol of health, a guy who overcame a disease. And we're all supposed to just say, hey, no big deal. He's now using his celebrity to endorse alcohol. I just think it's bizarre when you put that up against what happened to Michael Phelps.
Well, you know, as far as Phelps there, yeah, I don't think I ever heard once that anybody in the Olympic industry or police or sports or whatever said that was a performance-enhancing drug.
Yeah, well,
that would have laughed.
I know. That's a good point, man. And in fairness to Lance Armstrong, nobody would say that Michelob Ultra is a performance-enhancing drug. So I guess in that sense, they are. That's not an issue. Somebody has emailed in to remind me that they think that Anheuser-Busch actually sponsors different parts of the entire Olympics. So, again, this is a pervasive issue that raises a lot of questions here in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. And I think it should raise a lot of questions for everybody when they think about what we as a society say is okay and not okay as mind-altering substances. Hey, Doug, thanks for the call. 749 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to talk more about this. What do you think is going on? Why do you think we're so okay with our supermen endorsing alcohol, but if our supermen get caught anywhere near a substance less harmful than alcohol, like marijuana, it's a big controversy? What does this double standard say about the American idiocracy and about our society? 303-713-7600. It's 7:50. Let's get a traffic update with Todd Parker.
Troopers are cleaning up an accident on 270 just east of I-25, but the big story of this morning's commute is the foggy conditions. It's kind of contributing to everybody slowing down. We're seeing some heavy pockets on 36. This is your traveling between Denver and Boulder, but especially on those Boulder-bound sides. There's also a crash in the cleanup stages southbound I-25. This is outside the metro. It's near the Berthoud exit. Kind of sluggish there. Off the highways, they've cleaned up a crash that involved two cars at Federal and Mississippi. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Our democracy has been seized.
I can tell when a child has a fever just by touching their cheek.
I can hear a sleeping child's cough through three closed doors. I can make chicken noodle soup that has healing powers.
I can take better care of my family by taking care of myself.
With Walmart's unbeatable prices on over-the-counter products from Theraflu to Aleve to Soft Lips, moms can do anything. Save money, live better, Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details. Use only as directed.
A new study from Carfax shows that the number of salvaged cars for sale has more than doubled. You want to avoid buying these rebuilt wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then I pass the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I pass the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line created by our national development team.
Spread across three time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared.
At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Beat them big
Abbott Labs beat their earnings this morning, and the Dow's up 85 points on that news. The Nasdaq's up almost 20. The S&P's up 10.5. The Russell's up 5.5. So it's a good day in the markets based on earnings, and I think we're going to see more continued. I said the other day before earnings season started, I think we're going to see quite a few surprises to the upside. We'll see some to the down, but I think quite a few to the upside, and it's affecting the markets favorably.
Well, fingers crossed the market keeps moving in the right direction. It's been an up and down year, and it's a kind of year and a kind of time you need a strategy. So give Mike and the team at Presidential Brokerage a call, 303-694-1600. Again, 303-694-1600. Mike, drive safe out there. I know it's foggy. Talk to you tomorrow, man.
All right, David. Thank you.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthSaveNow.com.
If you want to save money on health insurance, you have two choices. Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side, so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
Decisions. Business owners make hundreds of them every day. Hire or make do. Pay vendors or hold off. Go after new business or conserve resources. And when business owners recently talked to American Express Open about how they pay bills, the decisions they had made were equally different. Take Mark Pascal of Pascal Electric. He pays 80 to 90% of his expenses with a gold card from American Express Open and likes the results.
Cash flow. That's where the card comes in for me. It buys me an additional 30 days of money to keep my business. Couldn't live without it.
However, other business owners prefer to pay bills a different way, like Alan Hugg, founder of InnerGuide Technologies.
You know, checks work just fine for my business. They're easier to track, and I like the paper trail. We just want as tight a handle on things as we possibly can.
Is the gold card right for you? Visit goldforbusiness.com and hear both sides of the story from established business owners. Then decide for yourself.
Hey! 755 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Lance Armstrong to be the new face of Michelob Ultra, the new face of alcohol. How weird is that? And what is the double standard, considering our society's viciously negative reaction to Michael Phelps being caught smoking pot? Is there a double standard where one athlete can promote alcohol, a drug, and another athlete gets caught even near marijuana, and it's a controversy? What is the double standard all about? 303-713-7600. John on the cell. John, you're on AM 760.
Dave.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Sounds like it's just a snowball effect of what one of the other individuals is talking about when he mentioned that the Garrison Hearst Reefer Madness movie was part of the ridiculous effort to scare people from away from marijuana use. And it just seems like it snowballed from there. And, of course, if you've read a little bit about the alcohol industry having a vested interest in maintaining the status quo of marijuana, and that there's some studies that would suggest that in legalized marijuana use, alcoholic consumption would decrease proportionately to that use, although there have been other studies that also discredit that assumption. But I think it's a lot has to do with people who are just afraid of what they don't know, and a lot of our society, upper middle class society, has no experience or has just grown up with that trend going on. I don't know. I was curious. I hear you asking, and what your thoughts were on why it remains so demonized.
Well, I think again, I think it has to do. There's a cultural aspect to this. I think it doesn't have to do as much with the science, right? I mean, there's enough science out there that pretty well proves that alcohol is way worse scientifically for the body and causes way worse societal effects. I think this is cultural. I think that marijuana became a symbol in the era of the backlash to the 60s of the counterculture, that there was a whole politics of backlash in the 1980s. I mean, you saw polls that showed in the late 70s that showed the public warming to the idea of decriminalizing marijuana, and then that snapped back in the backlash politics of the 1980s, and I think marijuana has become a symbol. All right, stick around. After the break, we're going to talk about the FBI's new data mining operations. Are they digging through your life? Stick around after the national news.
Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, Michael Still's new GOP website says they haven't had an accomplishment since 2004. Finally, some accuracy.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 888-600-MIDAS. 888-600-MIDAS. That's 888-600-MIDAS. Again, that's 888-600-MIDAS.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
Big banks, big bucks. J.P. Morgan Chase, the first major bank to weigh in, is reporting a solid third-quarter profit, almost $4 billion. Wall Street Journal reporter Aaron Lucchetti says bankers and brokers as a group are doing very well, and the people who work for them stand to take home a record $140 billion this year.
These firms have made more money in the first three quarters, 2009, and are projected to make more money in the fourth quarter. They're giving a good chunk of it to their employees as compensation.
That rising tide could lift all the boats.
It is a hopeful sign, though. If Wall Street bounces back, will the rest of the economy bounce back?
Upbeat profit reports and brighter prospects for the economy are pushing the stock market higher. In early trading, the Dow Industrial Average is up 92 points. The Dow needs about 37 points more to break 10,000. A government report of September retail sales is a mix of the good and not so good. With the end of cash for clunkers, sales overall were down. Aside from that, they weren't bad. But analyst Ken Perkins doubts that people are in the mood for a holiday season shopping spree.
I think it's going to be a difficult proposition for retailers. I think most consumers just really aren't ready for Christmas yet.
It's report card time for the nation's school children. Cornelia Orr with the National Assessment Governing Board says eighth grade math scores are improving, but progress by fourth graders has leveled off.
We need to redouble our efforts at elementary grades to improve mathematics achievement there.
Open enrollment time is here again, and for a lot of people, it could mean a bad case of sticker shock. CBS's Steve Kathan explains.
A benefits consulting firm figures employees will spend on average $4,023 on premiums and out-of-pocket expenses next year. That's up 10% from this year, a steep year-to-year increase blamed on the recession and rising insurance costs. For many, that could mean larger payroll deductions or a switch to cheaper coverage with a high deductible. But with health care reform in the works, many employers are holding off radical changes on what's offered. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
More rain is on the way to parts of California that are having trouble holding what's fallen since yesterday. Dave Price of the CBS News Early Show is in one of the areas hit hard by this year's wildfires.
We're in the driveway of what used to be a house here in Santa Barbara, which was lost to the wildfires. And now, where there was growth and vegetation, there's nothing but mud. And rolling through that mud are streams.
Zachary Christie, the six-year-old Delaware boy who was ordered to reform school for bringing a Cub Scout knife to class, is getting a break. School officials decided to bend their zero-tolerance weapons policy just enough so he could return to class today. His mother, Debbie, says she's relieved.
I'm thrilled that they changed it, but I do think that they have other work to do.
The new, more lenient policy on bringing dangerous objects to school only applies to kindergartners and first-grade children. This is CBS News.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered prices throughout the store on items pros use the most. Like a roll of R30 15-inch unfaced insulation for the new lower price of just $9.37. Enough to cover 31 and a quarter square feet. Savings like that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Your car. Keeping it going means making it stop correctly, too. With the Midas Secure Stop Brake Service, we start with a brake inspection. And if you need them, we'll install brake pads or shoes for just $99.99 per axle. The Secure Stop Brake Service, just $99.99 per axle. Midas, we're on this road together.
Additional parts and labor extra shop fees may apply. Most vehicles limited time offer at participating Midas.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Today will be a very solemn day at Fort Carson. Memorial services are scheduled for six of the eight soldiers killed in Afghanistan last week. The Army says 24 soldiers from the Fort Carson post have now been killed in Afghanistan. Three people in Colorado have died this week from the H1N1 flu virus. Two victims who died in Pueblo had other health issues, but a Denver man who died did not have any underlying health problems. The virus is also prompting several schools in Colorado to cancel classes this week. A couple of the metro area cities are trying to keep medical marijuana dispensaries from lighting up their open signs. The Daily Camera reports city councils in Louisville and Erie both gave early approvals to ordinances banning those types of businesses. Louisville's plan places an indefinite moratorium on dispensaries. Erie's proposal only holds them off for 6 months. In sports, it's still early, but the Avs are off to a good start this season. Last night they beat the Maple Leafs in Toronto 4-1. That pushes their record on the season to 4-1-1. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Just one trouble spot to get in your way. It's an accident on the ramp from Parker Road as you're trying to access southbound 225. You'll then find speeds in the teens and 20s as you're trying to get from Parker towards I-25. Another extremely slow stretch is eastbound 6th Avenue, starting right around Wadsworth up towards I-25. Going to take about 15, 20 minutes as you're starting there, making your way in from Lakewood towards Denver. Now, fog is also an issue today. We've got some pretty dense fog around the metro as well as outside the city limits like I-70 near Lyman, as well as on I-25 over Monument Hill. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a cloudy day, but warmer than yesterday with a high of 63, currently 38. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Been dreaming about replacing your old hot tub? Cal Spas will take that old clunker and give you up to $3,000 off a new in-stock hot tub. They'll even haul away your old hot tub. For value, quality, and selection for over 20 years, it's Cal Spas.
It's time to feel the only number in NASCAR that counts. That number one finger that you wave out the window afterwards. Feel what it's like to be the first man to finish and the last man to stand.
Woo! Great job, boys. You guys rock.
Feel what it's like to love your competitors but hate the thought of them winning. NASCAR on ESPN. Feel your heart race. The chase continues with the NASCAR Banking 500 at Lowe's Motor Speedway tonight at 7 Eastern on ABC.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Wow. 806 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. The FBI has been in the news a lot lately because of the Zazi investigation and because of a new set of reports over the last few weeks about what they are digging into. Wired News had a story a couple of weeks ago saying that the newly declassified files have detailed a massive FBI data mining project. A fast-growing FBI data mining system billed as a tool for hunting terrorists is being used in hacker and domestic criminal investigations and now contains tens of thousands of records from private corporate databases, including car rental companies, large hotel chains, and at least one national department store. Declassified documents attained by Wired magazine show. This was a story last week. Headquartered in Crystal City, Virginia, just outside Washington, the FBI's National Security Branch Analysis Center maintains a hodgepodge of data sets packed with more than 1.5 billion, with a B, government and private sector records about citizens and foreigners, the documents show, bringing the government closer than ever to implementing the what's known as the, quote, total information awareness system, first dreamed up by the Pentagon in the days following the 9/11 attacks. Such a system, if successful, would correlate data from scores of different sources to automatically identify terrorists and other threats before they could strike. The FBI is now seeking to quadruple the known staff of the program. So this takes the whole warrantless wiretapping thing to a whole new level. And the story this week has been about more details about how some of this is being used. In an effort to catch fugitives, the FBI has started using facial recognition technology on the driver's license photos of millions of Americans. The program uses facial recognition software to match fugitives' pictures with driver's license photos. The high-tech analysis focuses on nose and chin widths. The program seems to be working, says the AP. At least one suspect has already been picked up by scanning the driver's license. In North Carolina, the FBI arrested a double homicide suspect who had relocated and changed his name. Agents there are hoping to expand the program nationwide. Privacy advocates have been critical of the new program, saying it allows the FBI to track people who've done nothing wrong. An attorney for the ACLU has called the program a, quote, virtual lineup. So what do you think about this? Is the FBI overstepping its bounds with facial recognition software? This could extend, pretty obviously, to all different kinds of places. When you walk through an airport scanner, your face is on camera. When you potentially walk through a subway station, your face could be on camera. When you drive on the road and there's one of those cameras trying to take pictures of you going through an intersection, there could be facial recognition technology. Do you think this is an invasion of our privacy? Do you think the FBI's data mining, collecting corporate records, collecting potentially your rental car records, not with a specific warrant? This is the key here. It's not with a specific warrant. They're not saying we want to target you, a suspect, with using our probable cause powers, and then we're going to look into your life. This is wide sweeps, right? This is getting hundreds of thousands of records, if not millions of records, in a wide fishing expedition. Do you think that is an invasion of privacy? Or do you think that's something that's necessary after 9/11? That the only people who have something to be worried about in this are people who are breaking the law. 303-713-7600. Let's ring in, if we can, the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. We got it? There it is. So we're gonging in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. I expect this one to be pretty controversial. And my take is that I'm suspicious of the government trying to use things like the Zazi investigation, trying to use things like 9/11 to trample our freedoms. That's where I start on these issues from. I start really on the side of the founders and on the side of the Constitution, that I am suspicious of state power being used to snoop into people's lives. And I know that it's the old debate between freedom and security. But the reason I start where I start is because without freedom, then what are you securing? Right? I mean, if the whole idea is to secure the country and to secure our freedom, if you start down the road of trampling our freedom, and freedom involves privacy, obviously, freedom from the police state, if you will. If you start trampling freedom, then you have to ask yourself, well, what are we actually protecting? Now, I get the idea that terrorists and people who want to do our country harm don't have to abide by those rules. They don't have to get a search warrant. They don't have to go through a legal proceeding to try to blow up a blow up a building, for instance. But if we mimic what they do, if we mimic them trampling democracy, I mean, they're not trampling, there is no democracy in Al-Qaeda. But you get my point. If we trample our democracy and our sacred freedoms in the name of protecting ourselves, then we are not protecting the same country and the same constitution and the same democracy that we have enjoyed. That doesn't mean I don't think there should have been changes after 9/11. Certainly there should have been changes. My problem here is not even with the methods being used. My problem is more with the fact that there doesn't seem to be any judicial oversight, that what defines a democracy, what defines freedom on these issues is separation of powers, that that police power cannot be authorized by itself, that police power needs to be subjected to some sort of small d democratic control, some sort of judicial oversight, and massive data mining, warrantless wiretaps, warrantless data mining, for instance, there's no judicial oversight there at all. There's no independent institution saying what is acceptable and what is not acceptable, what is constitutional and what is not constitutional, right? The Constitution prevents unreasonable searches and seizures. Who is making sure that's being respected in these new programs that use facial technology, that use huge databases of records to make sure? Who is protecting the average person? 303-713-7600. Let's go to the phones, open up the AM760 Progressive Dojo. Where do you come down? Are you happy to hear that the FBI is using facial recognition technology and searching through hundreds of thousands of corporate database records in wide sweeps to try to profile people? Or do you think that is an infringement on your right to privacy and American freedom in general? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Chuck in Denver. Chuck, you're on AM760.
Yeah, good morning, David.
Morning.
Yeah, you made some very, very good points there. And I have a not in my backyard syndrome on it. I mean, I'm with you about invasion of privacy only to a point where it saves me from the bad guys. Like the guy who was just caught here in Aurora, what's his name, Sassy or something?
Zazi,
yeah. I mean, how did they catch him? They still haven't told us how.
They haven't told us exactly how. And actually, I'm glad you bring that up, because that to me is the story within the story. The story within the story of Zazi is that it is being billed. 2 weeks ago on the front page of the Denver Post, it said Zazi investigation proves the importance of the post 9/11 reforms, including the Patriot Act.
And yet, he was being tracked.
And yet, but what was crazy about the story was the story included no actual details proving that point. Now, I bring that up because you have the Obama administration trying to reauthorize the most controversial parts of the Patriot Act and looking for anything to cite as a reason to reauthorize the most controversial parts of the Patriot Act, the parts of the Patriot Act that allow snooping without judicial oversight. And so there's a lot of rhetoric around the investigation saying, hey, this proves that the Patriot Act works, and this proves that the post 9/11 reforms work, and this proves that the people who are worried about privacy after 9/11, they should shut up. But they haven't provided any evidence that that's actually true. And so it actually raises my suspicion even more that what the government is trying to do is trying to look for any rationale to trample the Constitution.
They want to track us. And 15 years ago, I was with an insurance company, automotive, and we implemented the technology, and we did a test pilot in Texas where we would give you a policy for your car based upon how far you drive and what you drive like. And what we did, we chipped the cars as a test pilot. So we knew how fast you drove. We knew how far you drove.
Yeah, and what's really crazy about that, and you really want to think about Big Brother, it's like you could probably track where, you know, what neighborhoods the car drove in and whether they were safe, whether they, I mean, it's, yeah, this is real, folks, right? I mean, the technology is so powerful now. This is really a real thing. This is not science fiction anymore. And the problem is that as technology has expanded and gotten more precise, the laws making sure that our freedoms are protected have not really been strengthened. In fact, they've been weakened at the very same time. Hey, Chuck, thanks for the call. Jim in Arvada. Jim, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, how you doing, David?
All right.
Yeah, I was kind of a little bit with him in the fact that, you know, you bring up some points about all the searches that they're doing. But then again, like, I feel like if I'm a law-abiding citizen,
mm-hmm.
and most people feel like that, if they take my picture and they match it to other stuff and they don't find anything, I don't feel like I'm being invaded. I do feel like I'm being saved. Like you said, that double homicide guy got caught.
Right.
He went, changed his name, and he's running on the streets waiting to kill another victim. And you're going, well, that is good. If they caught him with facial recognition, you know, it's like Minority Report. Remember they were doing the
mm-hmm.
retinal scans, if you saw that movie?
I do remember, and I guess to me the issue is not the technology. Again, the issue is there proper judicial oversight making sure that people, that innocent people are protected? I mean, what the problem with the Patriot Act is, beyond what it allows law enforcement to do, and that we can get into a debate about whether that's okay. The thing that bothered me about the Patriot Act was it allowed the same people who were going to execute the searches make the decision about whether to do the searches, whether the searches were constitutional. And in our country, at least up until that point, you had to get a warrant. You had to go to a court, plead your case, show that you had probable cause, right? I worry about us becoming a police state where there is none of that deliberation or discussion. There is no concern for people's right to privacy.
Well, I can see that. If they're taking my picture, I mean, they're taking our pictures, yours, mine, everybody's, every day.
Well, let me ask you a question, though.
Go ahead.
Just conceptually, is that okay? I mean, my point being like this. If you walk in a park, let's say you're in a public park, and are you okay with a camera being put on a pole, they take your picture and that goes into a database? I mean, that's a little creepy, right? I mean, you're just walking in a park.
I don't mind. I was walking in the park and they matched that to, and there's nothing else on my picture. Why not? I feel fine. I mean, I feel that they're going to catch the next guy that was walking in the park, like you said. It was a double homicide.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, I hear you. I mean, I'm throwing out a hypothetical that's pretty extreme, and I think there's an argument to be made. That, look, if you have a driver's license, you know, you've submitted yourself because you want to be able to drive. You submitted yourself to a database knowingly. I have a bigger problem with you just happen to be out. And you're walking on the street, and a camera catches you, and then suddenly you're in a database. You had no choice in the matter there. And you know, sure, you can make the point, well, what does it matter? If you're a law-abiding person, why do you worry? Well, I think people have legitimate worries about privacy. Right? I mean, we have a right to privacy, or at least we should in this country, and I think people are, you know, worried about it. Now, whether their worries should counter the idea, yeah, we picked up a serial killer, for sure. For sure, that's a good point. That's why it's a tough issue. That's why the AM 760 Progressive Dojo is open. Hey, thanks for the call, Jim. 821 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with Todd Parker.
I was on 2 1/4 on that approach to Parker Road as you're making your way towards DT.
Come to Jared and experience the legend of Le'Veon.
That's Jared!
The design and craftsmanship of Le'Veon jewelry, including the delicious new trends, Le'Veon chocolate diamonds, Le'Veon chocolate cultured South Sea pearls, and raspberry rhodolite garnets in strawberry gold, must be seen to be appreciated. Visit Jared to understand why Le'Veon has devoted collectors the world over.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about $1 an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office.
Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an intelligent assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
Cream rinse application. It really works. My hair is stronger and thicker in just days.
My hairstylist suggested Ovation Cell Therapy to help restore my brittle and damaged hair. Wow. I can't believe how shiny and long my hair is now. Ovation Cell Therapy really works. Growing hair at up to 50% faster than the normal rate. Just go to ovationhair.com to learn more about the money-back guarantee. It costs less than prescription meds and can restore any type of hair. Ovation Cell Therapy is safe and effective even for chemotherapy hair regeneration. Go to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. Grow your hair longer, stronger, and faster. That's OvationHair.com. And don't forget to enter AM760 for your special discount.
Your local Ace has the items you'll be looking for this fall on sale right now. For a limited time, buy 12 ounces of Great Stuff insulating foam sealant for just $2.99. You'll save over 30%. Earn double points on your Ace Rewards card store-wide. Plus, get expert advice to save time and money. Now that's a value. Hurry. The super savings ends soon at Ace, the helpful place.
Price is good at participating stores through October while supplies last. See store for Ace Rewards details.
Look, I can tell you all the ins and outs of car insurance, but sometimes GEICO surprises even me. Like when it comes to paying your premium. They can automatically debit your checking account or charge your credit card. It's easy, paperless, and I suspect magic. I don't know how they do it. I mean, I know how GEICO can help save you hundreds on car insurance, but all that electronic stuff, poof, off it goes, and you're all good.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Comcast is giving you the Haunted House hookup. Half-price VIP tickets to the 13th floor and Asylum Haunted Houses. Now you can get scared for half price.
You don't have to wait in line.
Dreadful. VIP tickets normally $25.
Buy them for $12.50.
Click on the Bargain Watch logo at am760.net.
Hey, 25 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Going up to low 60s today. Barely see outside the window. So much fog out there. So drive safely. Talking about the, speaking of driving, if you're driving past one of those cameras at an intersection, it might be snapping your picture. You never know, especially when the news on the wire is about the FBI and its data mining operations. New story out from Wired magazine. Declassified documents show that the FBI is culling through millions of records from private corporate databases, including car rental companies, large hotel chains, and at least one major national department store. In a massive data mining operation, the government now has 1.5 billion government and private sector records in this massive database. And the FBI is also beginning to use facial recognition technology to try to track down criminals and suspects. The story is about how the FBI is using driver's license pictures and trying to cross-reference them with camera images of people who they're looking for. So if you walk through an airport or you walk through a public park, the FBI has an operation to use driver's license images and maybe mugshots to try to track down who they're looking for. Is this a violation of civil liberties? Is this an invasion of privacy, or is this a good thing? My issue, first and foremost, with the data mining issue is I'm worried that there's no judicial oversight. the Constitution protects against unreasonable searches and seizures and says you got to get a warrant to do a search and seizure to prevent unreasonable searches and seizures. Now, when you go to get a warrant, the government goes before a court in private. It's, it doesn't ruin the investigation. Goes in private and it says to the judge, look, here's the reason we have probable cause. Here's the reason why this warrant would not be unreasonable. The problem is with all this massive data mining now, it's going through hundreds of millions of records looking for a needle in a haystack, and the rest of the haystack is you and me, sort of innocent America. And they have no warrant to look through all of our personal information. So is that violating our constitutional right to privacy? 303-713-7600. Barbara on the cell. Barbara, you're on AM 760.
Hello, how are you today?
Good.
Well, good. I am just horrified with the whole data mining thing. I am an old lady, and I went to school in the 50s and had a teacher who was so, she had this thing, she's like, I fear that the day will come when people don't realize they do not have to give personal information to people. And we give personal information to people every day. That is long past. And the thing is, the caller before talking about, well, this guy was caught because of this. But the thing is, they have him, and he might have not do anything. But if he becomes one of those who is questionable because of his beliefs in the future, they have him there.
I think you're making the point, which is a good one, which is not that this debate will be dominated in the headlines by its successes, if you will, but not its failures. And by that I mean, the headlines will be, hey, you know, the Zazi investigation was helped by the Patriot Act. Hey, convicted murderer was caught on the streets because of this. And with the in terms of the Zazi case, we've gone over this. I'll just say it before. There has not been any evidence that that's actually true. Now, in the case of this fugitive, I can only assume that it is true. But my point is that the downside of this doesn't get publicized at all. Meaning, how many thousands of people had their privacy violated, had their entire life rifled through, in order without any warrant, without any judicial oversight, without anybody protecting their constitutional rights in order to achieve those results. Now, maybe you say, well, hey, I don't care. You know, if my life was rifled through, if all my credit card and my book purchases and my car rental and my hotel records were looked through by an FBI agent and they ultimately found somebody, you know, it doesn't bother me. Maybe you say that. But I think to a lot of people, it does bother them.
It bothers me tremendously. I lived in Memphis in the 60s, and I can tell you, you know, the people and the information that they were collecting on people at that time. I mean, I was a member of the New Democratic Coalition. I mean, we were like this, and no telling what they had on, not me particularly, because I really wasn't doing anything, but other people who were trying to have change brought about at that time. And if they were good people, they were people who were loyal Americans, and their whole lives were questioned.
No, that's right. I mean we're wrong. Only I think people tend to forget, Barbara, I really do. I think people tend to forget the era of J. Edgar Hoover, and I think if they don't forget it, they tend to say, hey, it'll never happen here again. You know, I mean, it's the whole idea that, hey, look, what happened in the past can't happen again. Now, I'm not sure how you can think that when you look at what the Bush administration was doing. There were some stories about how the FBI was investigating anti-war groups. You know, will it ever be as bad as the overt use of police power in a way that violated people's constitutional right to privacy? Will it ever be like that again? You know, I don't know. But I'll tell you this. I will tell you this. That if we simply look at stories like this, like the FBI has a 1.5 billion database data mining operation, that takes corporate records from your car rentals, your hotels, your basic purchases at the grocery store. If we look at a story like that, and we look at a story like the fact that they are starting to use facial recognition technology to try to hunt people down, without judicial oversight, right? That's the key here. Without judicial oversight. If we look at that all together and say, hey, it's no big deal, then I'll tell you what. Then we, I think, as a society, are increasing the odds that we will get back to a place where we have J. Edgar Hoover-like lunatics running around, sifting through all parts of our lives. It doesn't have to be that way, but if we pretend like it's never going to happen, and we aren't vigilant about our own freedoms, then you better believe we are helping create a situation where, let's say it's the next administration, maybe the administration after the next administration, but that down the road, if we allow power now to be abused, then at some point, that power will be abused. And so that's why this is such an important issue. Thanks for the call, Barbara. 834 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We'll do, after the break, our news of the weird. We'll also get back to your calls. But we will do news of the weird, an invasion of foreign snakes in the United States. This is what the U.S. Geologic Survey, our government, is warning about. I'm not kidding. An invasion of snakes. That and more in our News of the Weird segment next, and we'll be back in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo discussing the new FBI's data mining operations and facial recognition technologies. Are they an invasion of your privacy? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with Todd Parker.
A couple different crashes on 2 1/4 right around Parker Road, both of them on the southbound side, causing some delays as you're trying to come across Aurora. They'll be slowing all the way up to DTC as that volume is still there. We've got a multi-vehicle accident, 44th and Wadsworth, a crash at 10th and Lincoln, back to the highway driveway, northbound 225 Dragon on that approach to Parker Road all the way up towards Alameda. Eastbound 270 has some heavy pockets. Same deal for westbounders on 36, where speeds are in the 30s and 40s, Sheridan all the way up to McCaslin. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 63. All this fog should start to burn away in the next hour or two. Currently, it's 42 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home 4 times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
We're always there, spur of the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get half-price VIP tickets to the 13th floor and Asylum Haunted Houses, plus tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
Do you know what happens to flood-damaged cars? They're dried out, cleaned up, and resold. You should avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
Here's another money-saving secret from Arm & Hammer.
Hi, I'm Penny. I use Arm & Hammer with OxiClean. I love it. It's changed the way I do my laundry. I have both the OxiClean Stain Fighters and the Arm & Hammer baking soda in one laundry detergent.
Arm & Hammer plus OxiClean has the cleaning power you need and costs up to a third less per load than the leading brand.
In this economy, when we're all trying to save a few more dollars, this is the product to purchase.
Now look for a free Arm & Hammer detergent rebate offer on specially marked boxes of Arm & Hammer baking soda.
Those out on innovative i8 bed sets, you can save up to $750, but only while supplies last. Everybody has a sleep number. Find yours before our Columbus Day sale ends on October 18th at only one place, a Sleep Number Center.
Select Comfort Sleep Number Centers are in most major malls, including Northfield at Stapleton, Flatiron Crossing, and Park Meadows.
Say goodbye to the slow route with TomTom's unique IQ Routes technology. Unlike ordinary GPS devices, TomTom uses actual drive times to find you the fastest way to get anywhere, at any time. TomTom, go confidently.
I'm Governor Ritter. Flu season is here, and with kids back in school, we expect to see more cases. It's not yet clear how severe the H1N1 flu will be, but simple things can protect you and our community. Wash your hands frequently. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue. Get all the recommended flu vaccinations. Have a plan in case you or your family get sick. Ask if you can work from home if necessary. Our economy is showing signs of recovery. Let's keep on track with a healthy workforce. We want no flu for you.
U.S. being invaded by snakes. It's our first story in the news of the weird segment. Watch out, animals of South Florida. It's a wild world out there. There are five species of foreign snakes just waiting to eat you, says the Associated Press. More troublingly, according to the U.S. Geological Survey report released Tuesday, non-native snakes like the Burmese python could slither their way north from the warm, humid conditions of South Florida. The big snakes threaten native species and ecosystems because they mature and reproduce quickly, travel long distances, and can eat almost anything in fur, feathers, or scales, experts say. So it's not snakes on a plane. It's snakes maybe coming to a town near you, God forbid. That's really, really creepy and crazy. A crow-sized reptile sporting a lengthy tail likely soared through the skies some 160 million years ago, snatching feathered dinosaurs and tiny flying mammals from the air, suggest fossils of a newly identified dinosaur. So a flying dinosaur. We knew we had them before, but apparently this is a big announcement in the science world. In Portland, a Portland man who attacked his ex-girlfriend and impaled her pet fish this summer has been sentenced to 2 years probation, a psychological evaluation, and community service. He pleaded guilty to animal abuse and domestic violence assault. Impaling somebody's fish? That's just brutal. I mean, that's just... what the hell is wrong with you? A critically endangered Indonesian crow, long feared extinct, has been rediscovered in its native habitat, scientists announced Tuesday. So there's some good environmental news. Is it possible for a spacecraft to fly straight through Jupiter? Love this story from Popular Science. Despite its gutsy reputation as a gas giant, Jupiter's blood-red clouds hide a dense, rocky core that's perhaps 20 times as massive as Earth. That core would block any spacecraft's passage through the center of the planet. But even a detour through the clouds, because they're so tumultuous, would be a disaster. People often eat food to feel better, but researchers have found that eating chocolate or drinking water can blunt pain, reducing a rat's response to a hot stimulus. This natural form of pain relief may help animals in the wild avoid distraction while eating scarce food, but in modern humans with readily available food, the effect may contribute to overeating and obesity. And some empirical evidence to back up my column, my newspaper column, about zombies and the rise of zombies in our movies, TV, books, and popular culture. My column said it may be reflecting a more general apocalyptic sentiment in the public. Well, there's been a huge spike in the production of zombie movies lately, and many of them seem to be inspired by war. Everything from 28 Days Later to Zombie Strippers makes explicit reference to wartime, as did seminal 1968 zombie flick Night of the Living Dead. This is according to the website IO9, a great website. Is there really a connection between zombie movies and social unrest? We decided to do some research and find out the result. We've got a line graph showing the number of zombie movies coming out in the West each year since 1910, and there are definite spikes during certain years, which always seem to happen eerily close to historical events involving war or major social upheaval. You can see that there are distinct spikes in zombie popularity, and they always seem to fall slightly after a huge political or social event has caused mass fear, chaos, or suffering. That's why World War II, Vietnam, and the current Iraq War are all followed by a zombie rush at the theaters. So I guess my zombie column wasn't that far off the mark. And I had a feeling it was right on. I mean, I got my idea from Max Brooks, the author of World War Z, who we had on here on this broadcast. So that's your News of the Weird. Back to the phones now, and speaking of News of the Weird, the government has 1.5 billion records it is sifting through in a massive FBI data mining operation looking for criminals, looking for terrorists. That news out on the wire last week. This week, the news is that the FBI is deploying a facial recognition technology to hunt for its suspects using driver's license pictures and mug shots and trying to match them up with photos and surveillance cameras of people's faces to try to hunt them down. They are citing the apprehension of a fugitive a couple weeks ago as proof that the system is working. Do you think this is a violation of our privacy? Are you worried that without judicial oversight, that this is going to trample your constitutional right to not be subjected to unreasonable searches and seizures? Ralph in Colorado Springs. Hey, Ralph, how you doing?
Yeah, Dave, I think that what you're talking about is right on point. But let's talk about sort of the technical engineering details of it. Remember that J. Edgar Hoover made his name against car thieves, not against Soviet agents. That his record against Soviet agents was abysmal. The reason for that is countermeasures. Basically, my reaction to catching a fugitive with this stuff is, so what? If we are so good with all of this electronic database stuff, why are we doing so badly in Afghanistan, where I'm sure we've saturated everything with a little camera?
That's a very good point. I didn't think about it that way. I mean, that's right. I mean, I think this point was made after 9/11 a few times, which is the idea that our basic problem in preventing 9/11 was we didn't have the human intelligence that we needed. By that, I don't mean that people were stupid. What I mean is that we didn't have sources in the field that were providing credible intelligence. We were relying too much on technology, on, you know, unmanned aerial vehicles, faraway photos, surveillance cameras, but that we didn't have the roots in the communities that we were looking to make sure we were preventing attack from. So it speaks to this broader issue, I think, even right here at home, whether the FBI is trying to compensate for maybe a lack of human intelligence domestically with a focus on technology. Now, you could say, well, we should do both. We should have better human intelligence, and we should use technology to its fullest possible advantages. And I think there's something to that, but I also think you're right. There's something to the idea that if you rely too much on technology, you're almost by definition going to come up against that line about constitutional freedoms and privacy.
Dave, may I make one other quick point? And that is the reason, again, from the efficiency effectiveness standpoint, that I think you're on very good ground with regard to judicial oversight is, so we have, what is it, 1.5 billion bits of information?
Mm-hmm, right.
How do you sort through them? You start through only by some human deciding what it is we're going to look for. And that lets in two factors. One, human error. And the second is human prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, the military always will tell you about any success it has. That's how it gets its money. It will classify every mistake that it made and every error that it made. We don't hear about those.
No, that's right. You don't hear about, for instance, I mean, you don't hear about people who maybe were dragged in for questioning, people who, I mean, well, actually, I should say this.
Actually, you do.
You do hear sometimes about that. And you also hear, by the way, the most obvious example, the so-called watch list. You hear about people being pulled off planes because they had, they shared a name or they had a similar driver's license number to somebody. Now, look, I want to be fair to the law enforcement community. I mean, as you said, Ralph, I mean, this is a human endeavor and their mistakes are going to be made. And, you know, I think the vast, vast majority of people working in the law enforcement community are just trying to do the right thing, are just trying to protect the country. That's absolutely true. This is really a question of systems. What systems are in place to protect people's constitutional rights? And I think when we debate this and go back and forth on this, the criticism and the questioning is less of the individuals and more of the systems in place. I mean, I'm not mad at the individual who is working or the individuals who are working on the data mining. I'm concerned that the whole system, the whole program is not being subjected to the right kind of judicial oversight to make sure that people's constitutional rights are protected. Hey, Ralph, thanks for the call. Let's go to Keith. Keith in Evergreen, you're on AM 760.
Sirota.
Hey, man.
We back in the dojo?
We are back in the dojo.
Dojo, good thing. I think, you know, if we look back at the convention when Obama was here, as a social, political, and human rights activist, I was taken into custody by these guys in police-looking uniforms with no identification saying police, no identification saying, you know, badge IDs. I've been data mined as a Native American activist since the early 70s, working with AIM and other political groups with Leonard Peltier since early Pine Ridge days in the Reign of Terror. And, I mean, it's just, why do they need, you know, the fact that we're even talking about it is such a good thing, but the fact that they've been doing it since the, you know, beginning of time, they've been data mining. If they data mine in the open, or they data mine in closed doors?
Yeah, and I think, Pete, look, I think you bring up a point that has been missed in what we've been discussing, which is the idea of the FBI and the law enforcement apparatus will portray this as they're only looking for terrorists and quote unquote evildoers. But we know, I mean, this is a fact. We know that power has been used for different things, used for in many ways the opposite. I mean, I'm just reading here from the Des Moines Register, an FBI informant and an undercover Minnesota sheriff's deputy spied on political activists in Iowa City last year before the Republican National Convention in St. Paul, Minnesota. Confidential FBI documents obtained by the Des Moines Register show an FBI informant was planted among a group described as a collective that met regularly last year in Iowa City to plot protests against the war. Now, this is what I'm talking about, right? I mean, we're not in J. Edgar Hoover land or back to J. Edgar Hoover land just yet, but to pretend like there are no concerns, to pretend like when data mining, when the facial recognition technology stuff, when the Patriot Act searches without judicial oversight happen, to pretend that that has no implication at all for an abuse of power, or could be used as an abuse of power. We got examples from just a couple of months ago. This is a story published in May of 2009. Hey, thanks for the call. 8:51 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll get back to it. And at 9, we'll check in with a top economic advisor to President Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush, who's written a new book repudiating Reaganomics. So stick around for that after a traffic update with Tony Parker.
We're getting word of a new crash. This is southbound I-25. It's right around 84th. Sounds like one of those cars is leaking fluids, so you could see some delays as you're coming in from Thornton and Northland at the tail end of this commute, starting right around 120th. They're also mopping up that crash on the ramp from Parker Road as you're trying to access southbound 225. You're going to find some foggy conditions around the metro. Things are starting to pick up. This is on the flip side, on like C-470 on the west side. Again, areas of patchy fog, but hopefully that's going to start to burn off. Surface Street crash. trash cleanup stages, 10th and Lincoln. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Where do people go for the best prices on over 500 used vehicles? FreewayUsed.com. All makes, all models, low, low prices. FreewayUsed.com. Number one in Colorado. Freeway Ford Denver, Longmont Ford, or FreewayUsed.com.
Tom Hartman.
Coming up Wednesday on the...
That's Jared!
Hi, I'm Jane Seymour. My mother used to say, always keep your heart open. It's the only way to give and receive love. Those words inspired my new Open Hearts jewelry collection.
And now, you are invited to see the Open Hearts by Jane Seymour jewelry collection at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Priced from just under $50 to $1,300.
When your heart is open, love will always find its way in.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
Home to conduct an energy study. They'll install an insulated roof system and pay you every month for the next year to send them your energy bills. This insulated roof system is designed to save homeowners up to 40% off their energy bills. If you could use a new roof for your home, you must call right away, 303-430-7283. Energy Research Group works with all insurance companies, 303-430-7283.
Do you find yourself forgetting things? Don't feel as sharp as you used to? Then listen to what Steve from Minneapolis says about Neurostin.
I'm 51 and was feeling off my game. The young guys at my office, they're sharp. Meanwhile, I was having trouble. Forgetting names and important information, I've got to stay competitive. This is my life we're talking about. So when my wife saw an article about Neurostin, she called for a free trial.
Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-900-3880.
Neurostin helps me keep up with the best of them. My memory's what it was 15 years ago.
A better memory's just a phone call away. Call now to try all-natural Neurostin risk-free while supplies last. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-3880 in the next 10 minutes and tell the operator you want to improve your memory for free. 1-800-900-3880. 1-800-900-3880.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthSaveNow.com.
If you want to save money on health insurance, you have two choices. Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side, so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
AM 56 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the FBI. Is it abusing its power with its new data mining operation? 1.5 billion records that it's gotten from corporate sources, from department stores, hotel chains, also using facial recognition technology, snapping your picture potentially at airports and stuff, and then trying to cross-reference it with its database of fugitives. Is this a infringement of your civil rights and civil liberties, or is this the right thing to do? Maxine in Louisville. Maxine, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Dave. I just want to preface this by saying I happen to be, oddly enough, one of the world's leading independent market analysts in the biometrics industry.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
And I'm going to a conference next week in London, which is the premier conference of the biometrics industry. Now, what's interesting about the discussion you're having, this has been an ongoing discussion within this industry since 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big debate about the use of technology versus the invasion of privacy. My perspective, having been in emerging high tech for 25 years, is that you can't stop the development of the technology. In fact, the FBI and the DOD and other organizations within the government are the primary funders of a lot of these technologies that allow you to do the database searching, that allow you to use biometrics. Just to freak you out, the facial recognition and also iris recognition are going to become available very soon, commercial products at 10 meters, which is about 30 feet.
Right.
This is scary stuff.
It's really scary stuff.
So what's interesting about it, from my perspective, is you have to actually then use the technology to prevent abuse. And the way that you do that is to create anonymous identification.
And that is, there are so many different safeguards that need to be put in place exactly like that. Maxine, I'm sorry to have to cut it short. We got to get the national news. But you're absolutely right. There have to be places and ways to use the technology to put in safeguards. Thanks for the call. Stick around. Bruce Bartlett, the former Reagan aide, next.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, Michael Still's new GOP website says they haven't had an accomplishment since 2004. Finally, some accuracy.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 888-600-MIDAS. 888-600-MIDAS. That's 888-600-MIDAS. Again, that's 888-600-MIDAS.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
1.5%, the biggest decline this year as car sales screeched to a near halt at the end of Cash for Clunkers. Still, says retail analyst Ken Perkins, some stores did pretty well.
Aeropostale has just been phenomenal. TJX and Ross stores in the off-price apparel space have been faring particularly well. The dollar stores, Kohl's, put up a huge number last month.
And J.P. Morgan Chase put up a big number. It's reporting third-quarter profits of nearly $4 billion. That is good news, says University of Maryland economist Peter Morici.
Confidence in the banking system is critically important to an economic recovery. J.P. Morgan and the others doing well is essential for the economy moving forward.
Big banks, big financial firms, big pay. The Wall Street Journal says this year the major players will pay employees compensation of $140 billion. That's more than in 2007, the year before the near collapse of the financial system. Banking analyst Bert Ely says pay is a crucial issue.
These firms are competing against each other for talent. If they don't pay, they lose the good people.
Investors remain in a bullish mood, pushing the Dow closer to 10,000 today. Right now, stocks are up about 99 points to around 99.70. Trader Doreen Mogavero says the Dow at 10,000 is an important benchmark.
I think it's something more that just catches our eye. I think every 1,000 points in the Dow seems to be a psychological barrier or support level.
Well, now that the Senate Finance Committee has given the go to a health care reform bill, the tough work begins for backers of the measure as they maneuver to craft a final bill that pleases enough lawmakers to win passage. The lone Republican to back the Finance Committee plan, Maine's Olympia Snow, says cost is an issue.
We want to ensure affordability, that these plans actually produce affordable health insurance plans for the average Americans.
Fellow Maine Republican Susan Collins is hinting she, too, might vote yes on the plan. When it comes to math, American kids are getting better.
The fourth graders are at the same level they were in 2007, which is a great deal of improvement since 1990. and the eighth graders are showing this continuous upward trend in improvement.
Cornelia Orr, executive director of the National Assessment for Educational Progress. At least eight people are dead, nine wounded in a Baghdad gun battle today following the robbery of two jewelry stores. Police say after one of the stick-ups, the robbers began firing wildly as they made their getaway. A powerful fall storm has been pummeling California, raising alarm over possible mudslides. So far, officials have urged residents of about 60 homes in one vulnerable area near Santa Cruz to leave. CBS's Dave Price is in Santa Barbara. He says it's not just the immediate worry.
The good news is the storm's beginning to weaken. The bad news is mudslides can follow days, weeks, or months after that land becomes unstable. And there's so much water that this is going to be a continuing problem as we head through the rainy season.
This is CBS News.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared!
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File for Bose. You can fill your room with lifelike sound with a Bose Wave Music System. As an audiophile myself, I can tell you that the Wave Music System will blow you away. It's also available with an optional multi-CD changer. Visit Bose.com/enjoy or call 1-800-556-9013 for a 30-day risk-free trial. Ask about easy financing options. Order the Wave Music System with the Connect Kit for iPod by October 31st and you'll save $50. Call 1-800-556-9013.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update.
We're starting to see some improvement already in some areas.
But heavy fog is still slowing things down throughout the metro area this morning.
We've been stuck in this cool, moist air for a couple of days now, and this morning we had the right combination that gave us the thick fog, and it just happened to be right in the Denver area this morning.
Chad Dimmestad with the National Weather Service. It's not the weather that's closing several schools in Colorado today. Park County Superintendent Chuck Soper says too many people are out with the H1N1 flu virus.
We couldn't cover classes yesterday because we had 18 staff members, primarily teachers, out sick. We had to cancel classes and combine classes. And that's one of the things that played into this decision.
Schools in Fairplay, La Junta, and a couple in Pueblo are shut down for the rest of the week. The virus has claimed three more lives in Colorado in the past week. Two people with underlying health conditions had died in Pueblo last week, and a Denver man died at St. Anthony's on Monday. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 4-1 last night in Toronto. That pushes the Avs' record on the season to 4-1-1. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for a late accident. This is southbound I-25, right around 84th. Police, they're mopping up that crash on 225 at Parker. That's where speeds are still in the teens as you're making your way towards DTC. Leftover heavy pockets as well on both 225 as well as on 36 as you're traveling west. This is after Sheridan towards McCaslin. Surface street accident, 10th and Lincoln. That one's going to be out of your way in about the next 15 minutes. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 63, 64 degrees today. Currently very foggy conditions. And it's 42 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
October is National Donut Month, and that means a whole month of eating donuts guilt-free. To help you do it, King Soopers offers more than 50 varieties of donuts made fresh every day. Pick some up on your way to work and bask in the love of your coworkers. Celebrate National Donut Month with King Soopers.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show mornings at 6.
Your calls do count.
I wanted to say I love your show.
This is worth being late for work.
Ed Schultz, mornings at 10.
It's not brain surgery.
Then it's Tom Hartman, afternoons at 1.
Patriots, lovers of democracy. Truth and freedom.
Mario comes your way at 4.
The American dream is still alive.
And Randy Rhodes, evenings at 7.
It's unbelievable.
This is AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
Always, you're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
906 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. It is a pea soup day out there. But this fog is supposed to be burning off in the next hour. So drive safely out there, but know that the sun is supposedly coming. On the line with us now, Bruce Bartlett. He is a former top advisor to President Ronald Reagan and a Treasury official under President George H.W. Bush. His new book, The New American Economy, The Failure of Reaganomics, and A New Way Forward. You've probably seen his work in the New York Times, the Washington Post, the L.A. Times, and the Wall Street Journal. He has become a controversial figure for speaking out on the economic issues that he had been working on for so long. Mr. Bartlett, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Oh, happy to be here.
So you have become a controversial figure precisely because of what your book title epitomizes, The Failure of Reaganomics and a New Way Forward. Before we get to your thesis, tell us about your evolution. I mean, you were working as, again, a top economic advisor to President Ronald Reagan, the if not the architect of Reaganomics, then at least the most famous seller of Reaganomics. How did your personal evolution get to a point where you are writing a book saying that Reaganomics has failed?
Well, even before I had anything to do with Ronald Reagan, my first job was working for Ron Paul, the first time he was elected to Congress back in 1976. And after he was defeated, I went to work for Jack Kemp, who was just in the initial stages of thinking about a big across-the-board tax cut to deal with the economic problems of that time, which was 1977. And he put me to work on tax policy, and I ended up being the one whose job it was to draft the what came to be known as the Kemp-Roth tax bill, which was adopted by Ronald Reagan as his principal economic program in the 1980 campaign. And, of course, he was elected and got that legislation enacted in 1981. And the title of the book is a little bit of a misnomer, because I do think that what Reagan did was right and needed at the time. Where I think things got completely off the rails was under George W. Bush. And so it's really the failure of Bushonomics, if you want to say it, that really got me going. And as you know, I broke with Bush back several years ago and wrote a book called Imposter, How George W. Bush Bankrupted America and Betrayed the Reagan Legacy. And that got me, kicked out of the Republican Party and the conservative movement, because you're not allowed to criticize your own side, even if you're criticizing it for violating your own side's principles.
What about Bushonomics is the failure in your mind, the biggest failure? I mean, because a lot of people see Bushonomics and they say, well, that's Reaganomics. So what's the distinction in your mind?
Well, that's what I tried to explain in the book, is I think that one can thread a needle and say that the economic problems we faced in the early 1980s required supply-side policies, as I understood them, which was, you know, we need tight money and tax rate reductions. But the economic conditions of the 2000s are quite different. And I also think, and certainly today, and I think also that Bush's understanding and his advisor's understanding of what supply-side economics was all about was very flawed, and his policies were very ineptly done. For example, most of his tax cuts involved tax giveaways, tax credits and refundable credits and all kinds of things, targeted tax items for favored Republican constituencies. And somehow or other, Republicans have talked themselves into believing that there's a big difference philosophically between a government spending program that sends out checks and a refundable tax credit that does precisely the same thing. And that's where I think the conservatives got completely on the wrong track, is they just support any old tax cut willy-nilly, and they have no understanding of the importance of the structure of taxation, or, and this is where I really get myself in trouble, the necessity to raise adequate revenue to pay for the essential functions of government. And so I've talked openly for some years about the necessity of raising revenues, and that's what's really gotten me on the wrong side of my former friends.
I'm sure. Again, on the line with us is Bruce Bartlett. He is a former top advisor to President Ronald Reagan, a Treasury official under President George H.W. Bush. His newest book, The New American Economy, The Failure of Reaganomics and a New Way Forward. He also had written a book called Imposter about George W. Bush in particular. And it is interesting to hear you talk about the need to raise adequate revenue. And I think that the Republicans and some conservatives sort of argue about what is adequate, what is necessary revenue. When you look at the state of the American economy right now, give us the top three things that you think need to be done in order to get ourselves back in order. I mean, you're not what people would call a progressive. You're not certainly not a somebody who can't speak honestly about these things because you're just a Republican partisan and can't go beyond that. So from your independent perspective, what are the three things we need to do ASAP to get the economy back on track?
Well, first of all, a good third of the book deals with Keynesian economics, and I had was trying to draw a parallel between Keynesian economics and supply-side economics. So I did a lot of study of the Great Depression. And I was finishing the book just about the time, the crisis really hit, and it was perfectly obvious to me that what was required was essentially Keynesian policies, because we were confronting an economic situation that is closer and parallel to the Great Depression than any other economic event in history. And I think Keynes was essentially correct that when private spending collapses, it has to be compensated for by public spending. So I, alone among any conservatives I know of, I supported the stimulus in February. I think we needed to get the money moving. That's not to say I supported every aspect of it, but I also believe that we were in a crisis situation. And, you can't, if your house is burning down, you can't very well worry about the water damage from the fire hoses.
Mm-hmm.
You deal with one problem at a time. And I think the biggest problem we've had with the stimulus is that it was not front-loaded, and that so much of it has not yet come online and will be coming online in the future. So I think, if there was some way of doing it, I'd try to speed up the parts of the stimulus that actually stimulate spending. I mean, spending in the aggregate, macroeconomically, investment spending, public works, anything that involves the purchases of goods and services, that's what gets the economy going. And that's why I think tax cuts, which all my Republican friends have favored, are utterly inappropriate in these economic circumstances.
In those circles that you've worked in and among the conservatives that you've worked with, can you pinpoint a time when the tax ideology went from what might be called pragmatic to extremist or radically ideological? By that I mean, you're making arguments about the need for spending and tax reform that would be now, because the debate has shifted so far to this extreme ideological right, now they seem like almost progressive arguments, when in fact, there was a time where what you're saying was very extremely, what would be billed in the political realm as completely centrist and almost milquetoast. At what point did the debate in the country really shift to a point where the Republicans will argue that everything can be solved by any kind of tax cut? Any kind of tax cut is good, no matter what the economic situation we're facing. Where did that change?
I can't pinpoint a date. I wish I could, and I should give some further thought to this. But certainly, it was clearly evident when George W. Bush became president. Obviously, there had been some transitioning going on before that in the 1990s. But as you say, in the 1980s, you had people like Bob Dole and Pete Domenici who made a lot of political sacrifices to deal with the deficits And contrary to what I think of what a lot of progressives believe, I think Ronald Reagan deserves a lot of credit because although he did cut taxes a lot in 1981, he signed into law major tax increases almost every single year of his presidency subsequently. And if you check the data, you'll find that he enacted tax increases that took back 50% of the 1981 tax cut by the time he left office. Now, that's a part of Reagan's legacy that no conservative will ever talk about or even acknowledge the existence of. And I think that that's very important, that you did have pragmatists in the party, and now you have people who are, you know, it's not even ideology, it's religious dogma that there's no problem that tax cuts won't fix. We should always enact tax cuts no matter how low revenues are. I mean, right at the moment, revenues are at 14.9% of GDP. Do you know the last year in American history when revenues were that low?
I don't.
You have to go back to 1943.
Oh, man.
We have the lowest taxes in several generations, and yet people like my friend Larry Kudlow, who was attacking me yesterday on CNBC, are just obsessed with the idea that the only thing we can do to help our economy right at this moment is cut taxes even more. And I just think, you know, at what point does this just become utterly absurd? And I think we long past it, but for some reason, these people are taken seriously.
Can you tell us in the last 30 seconds here, tell us, because we hear about, you know, taxes work, they don't work, just give us the mechanics of why the idea that tax cuts would work right now as a way to stimulate the economy, why that, just the mechanics of why that's not true.
Well, because how will taxes cuts do any good when the big problem is that people don't have incomes because they're unemployed or they're taking pay cuts, and when businesses have no profits, they're going out of business and declaring bankruptcy, and investors are sitting on such a huge pile of capital losses that they can carry forward into the future that they probably won't pay a nickel of capital gains taxes for years. What good can it possibly do to cut taxes when that is the economic situation? I don't understand it.
Yeah, I completely agree. Bruce Bartlett, again, was a former top advisor to President Ronald Reagan and a Treasury official under President George H.W. Bush, a controversial figure, if only because he speaks the truth. The new book, The New American Economy, The Failure of Reaganomics and a New Way Forward. Mr. Bartlett, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you.
919 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. After the break, we will take a few more of your calls, and then we're going to be joined a little while later by Amy Dean, her new book about the New Deal, or at least a possibility of a New Deal. Right after the break, I'll fill you in on this story just off the wire. If you're not nauseated yet, be prepared to be nauseated. The headline, Geithner aides reaped millions working for banks and hedge funds. It talks about how the Treasury Department under President Obama is filling up with people who were paid handsomely by the very industry they're supposed to be regulating. Stick around for that after a traffic update with Todd Parker.
Crews have cleaned up an accident southbound 2 1/4 right around.
Are you an employer or entrepreneur? Do you spend time growing your business or doing administrative tasks? I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. We handle details of your workforce like payroll, government compliance, workers' compensation, and health insurance. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Discovery Outsourcing at 303-868-5257 or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
Tires, you get the fourth tire for just $1. For the right tires at the right price, trust your neighborhood Toyota dealer. Toyota, the right choice.
It's time to feel the only number in NASCAR that counts. That number one finger that you wave out the window afterwards. Feel what it's like to be the first man to finish and the last man to stand.
Great job, boys. You guys rock.
Feel what it's like to love your competitors but hate the thought of them winning. NASCAR on ESPN. Feel your heart race. The chase continues with the NASCAR Banking 500 at Lowe's Motor Speedway tonight at 7 Eastern on ABC.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about $1 an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
By now, you've heard a lot about Ovation Cell Therapy and how it helps restore dry, brittle, damaged hair and the amazing results for growing your hair thicker, fuller, stronger, longer, and faster. Guaranteed. But did you know that after 15 years, over 500,000 customers have never asked for their money back? Because it works. I've been using Ovation for less than a week, but I love it already. Your website claimed people noticed a difference after a couple of days of use, and I have to agree with them. Thanks for a wonderful product. Ovation Cell Therapy works on all hair types to help restore dry, brittle, thinning, or damaged hair. And it'll work for you, too. Just a simple shampoo and rinse application with no side effects. It's even safe and effective for chemotherapy hair loss recovery. And it's unconditionally guaranteed. Log on to ovationhair.com to learn more and enter AM760 at checkout for a special offer. Grow your hair thicker, fuller, stronger, and longer, faster. Visit ovationhair.com and remember to enter AM760 for your special offer. ovationhair.com.
Calm. 9:23 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. The news off the wire. I'm going to read you a little bit about it. Some of Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner's closest aides, none of whom face Senate confirmation, earn millions of dollars a year working for Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, and other Wall Street firms, according to financial disclosure forms just released by Bloomberg News. The advisors include Gene Sperling, who last year took in $880,000 from Goldman Sachs, and $158,000 for speeches mostly to financial companies, including the firm run by accused Ponzi scheme mastermind R. Allen Stanford. Another top aide, Lee Sachs, reported more than $3 million in salary and partnership income from Mariner Investment Group, a New York hedge fund. As part of Geithner's kitchen cabinet, Sperling and Sachs wield influence behind the scenes at the Treasury Department, where they help oversee the $700 billion banking rescue and craft executive pay rules and the revamp of financial regulations. Yet they haven't faced the public scrutiny given to the Senate-confirmed appointees, nor are they compelled to testify in Congress to defend or explain the Treasury Department's policies. Now, that is disgusting. I mean, this is exactly what I was talking about in my book, Hostile Takeover. Right? When you have got people who are directly connected to the Wall Street industries that they are supposed to be regulating being quietly put into the Treasury Department without any public scrutiny whatsoever, and they are overseeing $700 billion in largesse to those financial companies, what you realize is that corruption is not the exclusive monopoly of one or another party. That corruption is a problem of both parties. Now, this is corruption, but unfortunately, it is completely legal. The question about it is primarily political. Why would the Obama administration put bank cronies into the Treasury Department? Is there any difference? And this is the question I want to ask of the audience. Can you be honest enough to acknowledge that there is no difference between this and the Bush administration putting Halliburton-connected people into the Pentagon? Is there really any difference between the Bush administration putting corporate cronies in the government and the Obama administration putting Wall Street cronies in the Treasury Department? If you think there is a difference, I would very much like to know how you can rationalize that. Because there's a lot of people out there who say we should never ask these kinds of questions of the Obama administration, because whatever the Obama administration does is great, and whatever the George Bush administration did was terrible. But it seems to me when you read a story, and again, the headline, just off the wire, Geithner aides reaped millions working for banks and hedge funds, some of Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner's closest aides now working in top positions in the Treasury Department, earned millions of dollars a year working for Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, and other Wall Street firms, according to new financial disclosure forms. By the way, this followed the disclosure that Larry Summers, the top economic advisor in the White House, had made money, millions, from the hedge fund industry right before coming into government. Is this the same kind of corruption that we all criticized during the Bush administration? And if not, what's different? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. And does this explain why the Treasury Department has not sought to put any strings onto the bailout money? Does this explain why the Treasury Department has not cracked down on executive bonuses? Remember, I told you yesterday, on Thursday, we're expected to hear that Goldman Sachs is doubling the level of bonuses it is paying its executives from last year. And is getting, continues to get billions of dollars from the Federal Reserve Bank. Is this the hostile takeover at work? Is this the Obama administration just as corrupt on these issues as the Bush administration? 303-713-7600. And feel free to weigh in on our discussion previously about the Patriot Act. Speaking of that, we'll go to Errol in Greeley. Errol, you're on AM760.
Morning, Dave. How you doing?
All right.
I believe that most people have the same belief pattern that you do, that all of this is just going to come in the future. But the fact is, just because it doesn't affect you right now doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. A good way to explain this would be to read the first chapter of the Gulag Archipelago. Myself, I'm personally trapped in this nightmare. In order to stay alive, I have to deal with all of these government bureaucrats that own me. I have to start with permits at the FDA, the USDA. I have to go through customs. I have to go through the Patriot Police. In fact, yesterday, I had to pay a special fee just to get my medicine imported into this country. When I go to airports, I'm on the watch list. Everything that I do is controlled already, not in the future, right now. My very life depends on whether or not somebody at the Patriot Police decides whether or not I get to live. The situation is intended to create corporate golem. That's what they want us to be, and that's what we're going to be. You don't have the freedoms that you have, or you believe you have, and some laws really shouldn't be obeyed and won't be obeyed. I'll give you a good example. Let's take prohibition. They passed it. It was a law. Nobody paid any attention whatsoever. There are more critical laws out there that are being passed right now that directly affect your life and my life. Pax Comitatus was removed. Habeas corpus was removed. You've got the Military Commissions Act. You've got all kinds of laws that are impeding our ability to have a free society.
Yeah,
it's
and now. And I think you make a good point, and this was a story in the Wall Street Journal today, was about the rage at both the government and corporate America from both the right and left. And the thing that ties it together, the Tea Party anger and the progressive movement ferment, is the feeling that the government and corporate America are colluding to rip us off. That it's not just big government or big corporation that people are upset with. It's the idea that those two monoliths are working together to rip us off. And when you hear a story like the Obama administration, the change administration, packing the Treasury Department with former Goldman Sachs executives who made millions, who just made millions of dollars. And you hear the story off the wire today that Henry Paulson, this is just off the wire, the former Treasury Secretary under George W. Bush, when he was pushing the bailouts for the financial industry, was talking more on the phone, was logging more phone time with Barack Obama, the candidate, than he was even with the president. And Obama, of course, his support was key during the election to pass this bailout. You get the feeling that it's true. that the government and huge corporations are colluding together to rip us off. It's on healthcare. You see the government colluding with the insurance industry to gut the public option so that the insurance industry and the healthcare reform bill basically props up the insurance industry. Now you have a story, the Treasury Department packed with Wall Street cronies. This is what all of the ferment is about. It's the hostile takeover. And I don't agree with all of what the Tea Partiers have said. I disagree with a lot of some of their racial thrust. Actually, I disagree with all of their racial thrust, but I disagree with a lot of their policy prescriptions. But I don't think that the fundamental analysis is wrong. The fundamental analysis being that the government and corporations have been colluding against us, we the people, for decades, and that the Obama administration has not yet shown that it is willing to break that stranglehold. Errol, thanks for the call. Sandy in Boulder. Sandy, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, hi.
Hey there.
Hi. My name's Sandy Brown, and I was a canvassing director for one of the efforts in Boulder, or outside of Boulder, in Boulder County, and for Obama and for Democrats. And, you know, I just want to say I completely agree with you that this is every bit as bad as, you know, no-bid contracts for Halliburton. And, you know, and I think where it shows up pretty dramatically is the little coverage that even AM 760 hasn't given this a lot of coverage, which is, you know, like in the healthcare thing, the one thing that seems to be completely on the table that nobody's talking about is the fact that health insurance industry is exempt from Sherman antitrust, you know, legislation. I mean, I have a small consulting business. I'm not exempt from it. But, you know, I can't talk to another consultant and say, hey, let's drive our,
right,
you know, prices up together. But we have a whole health insurance industry that's allowed to do that legally. And that's not even being discussed at all. I mean, I've heard it discussed once from the right and a few times from the left, but not even dramatically. And you know, to me, it's like, to be perfectly honest, the only question I have is there anything we can do, or have we completely lost our government?
Well, I think that there is something we can do. And I think that this is why I talked yesterday about this. Let me rewind for a second and say, yes, I think there are things we can do, but I do think that there are efforts to prevent us from being able to do anything. And I cited yesterday a story, and I'm glad you brought up the antitrust issue. That's a huge issue. You're right. It hasn't been talked about enough because we've been distracted and we haven't talked about single payer enough because the debate has been narrowed. One of the premises of my book, Hostile Takeover, is that one of the things that corporate America and politicians do so well is narrow the terms of debate. And so one of the things that's been outside of the debate, you're right, has been issues like antitrust exemption. But I think also that there is an attempt to limit the venues by which we, the people, can exert power. I mentioned yesterday this effort by the New Democrats, the so-called New Democrats, and the House Financial Services Committee to gut the Wall Street reform bill in a specific way that prevents states from better regulating banks. That, to me, is an effort by Wall Street to say, hey, there are these venues, state governments, state regulators, that can actually make some real change and that people actually have more control over than the federal government because it's more local. And we want to use federal law to even prevent that kind of activism, that kind of enforcement at the state level. So my answer to you is, yes, there are places and things we can do. But special interests, the status quo, is looking to eliminate even those places where there's a potential to do things. Hey, thanks for the call. 9:36 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, author of a book called The New New Deal, What Are the Prospects for Actually Getting the Real Change That We Were Promised? We'll discuss it with Amy Dean and talk about her new book after a traffic update with Todd Parker.
Crews have cleaned up an accident southbound 2 1/4 right around Parker Road, but we're still looking at extremely slow speeds as you're making your way towards DTC. They're also working on a crash southbound I-25 near 84th. Heavy pockets on both 36 as well as on 270. We've got a couple surface street accidents in the works. One of them, 10th and Lincoln. That one's going to be out of your way shortly. The other one just occurred, Federal and Exposition. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tired of little value burgers that don't fill you up? Stop into Good Times today and get a hot and fresh $1.99 Good Times Deluxe Burger made with 100% all-natural Angus beef. It's a full-size burger for just $1.99, and it's only at Good Times.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, Michael.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and click on the banner to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Just click on the banner to get your free 30-day supply of Beta Prostate.
Regular vehicle maintenance makes a big difference in your wallet and the air we all breathe. Register today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance and repair at aircarecolorado.com. Brought to you by Sportique Scooters, the Maintenance Matters Coalition, and Envirotest Air Care Colorado. Remember, maintenance does matter.
A damaged car is like a ticking time bomb. Airbags don't work, and the car's electrical systems are rusting away. Avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
Call 888-600-MIDAS. 888-600-MIDAS. That's 888-600-MIDAS. Again, that's 888-600-MIDAS.
Don't do it! Don't buy hardwood floors until you've checked out Lumber Liquidators. If you've already made your... Don't do it! Don't buy hardwood floors until you've checked out Lumber Liquidators. If you've already made your purchase, refuse delivery and get a refund now. And take all the boxes back. Don't waste your money. Lumber Liquidators can beat every price you've ever seen on hardwood flooring. Save hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars at Lumber Liquidators. To prove it, we'll give you a free full-color catalog now. You won't believe the beautiful, top-quality hardwood, hand-scraped bamboo, or cork and laminate floors you can have at these incredible prices. You must see to believe. Even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Our prices are incredibly low because we only sell hardwood flooring. No fancy overhead, no fooling around. Want high quality at the absolute lowest prices anywhere? We can ship directly to you or stop by any location in your area. Call now for your free catalog. 1-800-580-5790. Call 800-580-5790. That's 800-580-5790.
Join Envirotest, Air Care Colorado, Sportique Scooters, and the Maintenance Matters Coalition to help reduce air pollution in the metro area. How? Go to aircarecolorado.com and register to win $350 in vehicle maintenance. Yep, it's that simple. Maintenance does matter. Register and start saving today.
Does joint pain get in the way of your day? Does pain keep you from doing things you enjoy? If you have hip or knee pain, the pain you feel may be caused by arthritis. A clinical research study is evaluating an investigational drug to see if it can help reduce hip or knee pain from arthritis. You may qualify if you're at least 18, have hip or knee pain, and take medications like Aleve, Naproxen, or Celebrex for your arthritis. Other criteria may apply. As a qualified participant, you will see a study doctor to discuss your pain. All study-related care is included, and no insurance is required. Consider volunteering today. Call 1-877-500-4617. That's 1-877-500-4617. 1-877-500-4617. Or visit paintrial.com.
Looking for a smart buy-in and new best-in-class automobile? Then look at the Chevy Malibu. For the money, there just isn't a better choice. And for a dealer to buy it from, there isn't a better choice than Purefoy Chevrolet. Find us at DenverMalibu.com or MalibuDenver.com. Any way you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
So after reading this story about off the Bloomberg Newswire about the Treasury Department packed with former Wall Street executives after feeling like there's no real difference between the Obama administration and the Bush administration when it comes to at least financial reform and regulatory issues. Now we bring into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, as if that was any kind of segue. Amy Dean, her new book, A New New Deal, How Regional Activism Will Reshape the American Labor Movement. This is a book that suggests that a new New Deal is possible. Amy, why do you think a new New Deal is even possible when you look out at the landscape where the Democrats are negotiating away any kind of real health care reform as they potentially, I should say potentially, negotiate away the public option? They've got a Treasury Department that's now stacked with former Wall Street insiders. What gives you the optimism to suggest that we could, at least politically, have any kind of program that could be likened to a new New Deal?
I think for those of us who want to realize the aspirations and the hopes that we have as a result of a liberal president and a supermajority in the Congress, then we have to look to rebuilding our infrastructure as progressives at the local level. And in many cases, as we point out in a new New Deal, the seeds of social and political innovation are really being planted in counties and cities across America. For example, in San Jose, where I spent over 15 years working in the labor movement, we passed a public option over 10 years ago to create a children's health insurance plan, universal coverage, and now looking to cover all working families. And we created a public option. And after we did that, 9 other counties throughout California adopted similar plans.
Do you think that what makes us forget that possibility is, I mean, is it a national media that focuses too much of our attention on national issues? Is it what has been called presidentialism, worship of the president? What is it?
Well, fair question. I think that for too long, liberals think that the answer will come from Washington. And really, the only thing that's left in America of our tattered social safety net is the public interest groups that are in Washington. They're defending it. But it's really moved out. There's no social safety net in America. And if we're going to rebuild a social safety net and workplace organizations that offer employees the right to bargain with their employers, we have to look locally. We have to work locally. And by the way, if you look where the president is getting slaughtered across this country, it's not in Washington. It's in local communities.
Meaning what? I mean, what is that? What do you mean he's being slaughtered in? Are you talking about the polling? Are you talking about the policy?
Sadly, the president and the Congress, instead of talking about more stimulus and creating community mechanisms for planning and investing those resources, they are now talking about a tax credit to small business.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's fundamentally no different from any of the past administrations, both Republican and Democrat, that we've experienced in the last 30 years. What does that tell you? It tells you that the political space and will for reform is very limited, regardless of who sits in the White House and regardless of whether we control the Congress. We have to rebuild America's front lines by having strong progressive organizations on the ground that can not only create models that suggest to Washington we're way ahead of you when it comes to public policy, but they can also elect local people that understand that we're not here to just elect any old Democrat. Look at what they did in L.A. several years ago, where they said to a Democratic congressman, Marty Martinez, thank you for your service. You just simply aren't enough of a Democrat for us, and we're going to take you on in the primary.
And I think I obviously agree with the premise of what you're talking about. The challenge, though, is I think focusing the mind, right? Focusing the public mind, focusing the public on, hey, what goes on in Denver, what goes on in Fort Collins, what goes on in Colorado Springs. This is as important to the people of Denver, Fort Collins, and Colorado Springs as what goes on in Washington. I mean, I have to believe that part of the psychological barrier to that truism is that whenever you turn on the television, whenever you increasingly turn on the radio, whenever you turn on or open up the newspaper, it's all national news. How do we break that psychology? Because what you're saying is empirically true. I mean, it's verifiably true. The question is, how do you actually focus the activist mind, the public mind in general, on the fact that it actually is your backyard that matters the most.
We as progressives, I believe, can do two things at one time. We can work on national public policy like, for example, climate control, where there are literally hundreds of community mandates, local mandates, that hope to achieve very good things. At the same time that we work on national legislation that has local progressive mandates, we at the same time have to be about building strong anchor organizations on the ground in communities that are capable of deep coalition building, capable of effective political action, and capable of crafting our own public policies. Bottom line, we can solve big social problems at the regional level.
I should ask, you know, there's this debate about whether maybe the public option on health care will be a state-based opt-out public option. Now, for those who haven't followed the discussion on this, what that means is that one of the compromise proposals out there is that the health care bill will include a public option, but it will allow states to administer it, and it will allow states that want to, whose legislatures vote to not have a public option. It's seen as a compromise position. I wonder, from your perspective, as somebody who says we need to focus the public consciousness on building local institutions, I wonder if you think that that is a way that almost inadvertently, that would focus the public's attention on the state level.
I do think that focusing political action and public policy debate around the regional and state level really is the breeding ground for innovation in America. Back in 1932, Justice Brandeis said, you know, he really saw states as the place where local innovation should take place, and that ultimately that innovation should impact the federal government. And I think today we read regions. Regions are an important political unit and economic unit in the economy. Even in a global economy, there are literally hundreds of decisions that are made every day at a regional level regarding transportation, around affordable housing, around land use, big public policy decisions that impact the quality of life for working families and their communities every single day.
I mean, this is your book includes a really radical message in the sense that you're telling progressives, hey, the 2008 election, it was important. Barack Obama, important. But equally important, if not even more important, is the stuff that seems totally unglamorous, the stuff that seems totally mundane, the stuff that doesn't get a lot of headlines right in your backyard. The final question I have for you, Amy Dean, and her again, the new book is A New Deal, How Regional Activism Will Reshape the American Labor Movement. I guess I should ask, do you think in some ways the 2008 election was a setback, a psychological setback, because it was such a big national event? Barack Obama became such a singular icon that it almost made it harder to get people to focus in on their own backyard.
Here's the message in A New Deal, and here's what the last 20 years of my personal work has been about. There's no shortcut to rebuilding the front lines in America. In other words, there's no shortcut to building strong organizations on the ground that contest for real power. Of course it matters who's in the White House, and of course it matters who's in the Congress. But the real issue here is, have we created any more space and will in America for real reform? And I would argue neoliberalism is alive and well. And in many respects, there is no more political space and reform today than when it was under the Clinton administration. Now, there are people within the progressive wing of American politics whose job is to say, let's try to get what we can get. And then there are other people and other institutions' job to be able to say, let's push the envelope. And let's agree that there are different people that play different roles mm-hmm. in American politics, and it's not an either-or prospect.
Right.
The thing that I would finally say is if you look to local regions, and many of the regions that we profile in our book, progressives have found their voice. We have yet to find our voice in Washington.
And I think that's a message that has been so missed, so buried, and why this book is so important. Again, the book is A New Deal, How Regional Activism Will Reshape the American Labor Movement. It's by Amy Dean. Amy, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
You too. I'm very grateful for the time.
Good talking to you. It's 9:50 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll open up the phones on the other end if you want to weigh in on anything we've discussed. The Patriot Act, the FBI data mining situation, this new story off the wire about Tim Geithner and the Treasury Department being stacked with former Wall Street bankers who were profiting handsomely off of the meltdown. Now they control the bailout. Is that as corrupt as the Bush administration, if not more corrupt? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with Todd Parker.
We're still looking at those delays on 225. This is starting right around Parker Road as you're making your way up towards Yosemite and DTC. Back speeds through that stretch are going to dip down into the teens, maybe even the single digits. Southbounders on I-25, you may notice a crash that's in the cleanup stages, but it's right around 84th. Those foggy conditions exist, so do factor that into your ride as you're out and about. In the high country, looks a little better on I-70. This is west of Georgetown towards the Eisenhower Tunnel. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Our democracy has been seized by socio and psychopaths who are the...
I can tell when a child has a fever just by touching their cheek.
I can hear a sleeping child's cough through three closed doors. I can make chicken noodle soup that has healing powers.
I can take better care of my family by taking care of myself.
With Walmart's unbeatable prices on over-the-counter products from Robitussin to Advil to Nature Made Vitamins, moms can do anything. Save money, live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details. Use only as directed.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about a dollar an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an intelligent assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource, a Denver-based solar company. We've installed over 30 solar systems for elementary, middle, and high schools in Denver and throughout Colorado. As a longtime educator myself, I'm helping teachers develop curriculum for children to learn more about energy efficiency and renewable energy. With new local rebates, federal tax credits, and grant funding, now is a great time for schools to get solar electric systems installed at little or no cost. Let us help you get solar on your school. Call SolSource for a free evaluation at 303-297-1874 or online at SolSourceInc.com.
Are you tired of continually spending money on cleaning products that are bad for you and the environment? A one-time purchase of the Our Clean World microfiber cloth infused with silver will last an average of 6 years. With our revolutionary cloth, your impact on the planet is minimal and your savings is huge. We love our cloth for cleaning counters, tile, floors, bathtubs, showers, glass, mirrors, even your car and your pet. Click on our banner ad right now, located on your Listen Live player, or visit OurCleanWorld.com.
My memory's what it was 15 years ago.
A better memory's just a phone call away. Call now to try all-natural Neurostin risk-free while supplies last. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-3880 in the next 10 minutes and tell the operator you want to improve your memory for free. 1-800-900-3880. 1-800-900-3880.
Tomorrow on the show, in the first hour, we're going to have spend an hour chatting with Andrew Romanoff, the Senate candidate. He's going to be in studio taking your calls about the 2010 Senate race. And also, at 8, Joe Rogan, the comic, Fear Factor guy, the ultimate fighting champion guy. Chat with him at 8 tomorrow, so tune in for that. We'll go back to the phones. Open lines here, 303-713-7600. You want to weigh in on anything that we've been discussing this morning? We've been all over the place. Marijuana, Lance Armstrong, the Patriot Act, corruption in the Obama administration, former Wall Street officials packing the Treasury Department. 303-713-7600. Ted in Denver. Ted, your name, 760.
Hi, Dave. Let me talk about the Patriot Act just a minute and this idea of warrantless wiretapping and secret files and stuff, and people are always coming on saying, well, I don't have to worry because I obey the law, you know, so on and so forth. The week after Columbine, my son, who was in high school at the time, and some of his friends were sitting in the high school lunchroom talking about Columbine, and someone misheard what they were saying, and they were called into the principal's office. And they explained to the principal what they were talking about, and he knew the kids and understood and said, sure, it's fine, just be a little careful what you say. That was the end of the whole thing. I was never informed as his father. Several years later, the ACLU discovered the Denver Police Department had a bunch of secret files on terrorists and troublemakers. And they finally had to release the files and notify the people who had files. And my son got a letter from the police department. He ultimately got the file, and it detailed what went on in this lunchroom that he had almost forgotten years before.
Mm-hmm.
He got a hold of his friends. Four of the five of them had files. The fifth one didn't. None of the information in the files matched or corroborated or anything. Most of it was bogus information.
Mm-hmm.
They were really surprised. There were these files.
Well, and I think
they had no way of, they had no way of even knowing they existed. So if they went to do certain things and somebody had access to these files, like if my son applied for a job, let's say with the city, he might find he never got the job.
No, and that's exactly right. And that's why people are worried about their privacy. It's not a theory. I mean, this is a real issue. You made a perfect example. If your son had applied for a job in the city, maybe those files would have come out. Maybe that has implications for the big FBI data mining operation. You never know what that information is going to be used for. Hey, thanks so much for the call. All right, Lee in Boulder. Lee, you got 25 seconds. Fire away.
Hey, it's Lee in Boulder. I just wanted to make you aware. I don't know if you saw this weekend. There was a great show on PBS with Bill Moyers, and he was interviewing Marcy Kaptur.
Yes, and I did see it, and Marcy Kaptur is one of the great heroes on all of these issues. She's from Ohio. I did see it, and everybody should go see it. Thank you for pointing that out to the entire audience. Important interview on Bill Moyers' show. That's it for today. Thanks to Tony Bertram for producing the show. Tomorrow, Joe Rogan, the comedian, and Andrew Romanoff in studio. See you then.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
New GOP website says they haven't had an accomplishment.